Blog Talk Radio.
Angry Bastard Radio.
I like how I get right to it. Listen, 08 was great if you was on your grind, but I'ma tell you what's gonna go down in 09. Sit back, better listen to this. I'm a psychic, I'ma tell you things that I predict. This year, everybody's looking for a winner, but things gon' get worse before they get better. Ain't much gon' change, economy is still fucked. When we gon' learn, the Knicks gon' still suck. Rappers lame, they still gon' beat hard. This year, somebody gon' get killed on World Star. Damn retards, man, they all whack. They still screaming, he gotta ring they all back. I predict things, I bet you'll see. Angela Simmons gon' lose her virginity. Controversy, the facts come through me. Watch Amy Winehouse mess around in OD. Come look in my crystal ball. I see rappers still getting robbed tomorrow. I'm aware what I say might piss you off, but you the same lane you was from the year before. Reality shows happen, shit's garbage this year. Real and chance is coming out the closet. A lot of entertainers is begging for the jail this year. Remy Ma gon' win her appeal. In New York, labels still ain't giving niggas deals. I mean, Cassie's bad, but she never gon' sell. My vision getting clearer. Tell me, mirror, mirror, cause I see Lil Wayne getting more with her. Music ain't telling how these niggas gon' still flop. Model chicks still lying about they butt shots. What about the white girl? Which one? Anyone? Hilson, Lohan, Hogan, Kardashian. I predict they gon' get senseless press this year. We gon' see more girl and girl sex. Ask me a question, I tell you what the future say. Foxy is finished, she gon' come out with a sex tape. Who gon' break up or who gon' stay together? Chris Brown and Rihanna won't make it to September. Jay-Z gon' have a baby Beyonce. I bet you we see more tighter clothes on Kanye. Got a feeling that Cam, he gon' pop back. And Young Bird still won't get his chain back. Love Obama, the times is political. But all year we expect the man to make a miracle. Cops gon' still shoot us and get away again. Al Sharpton gon' march and not do a thing again. Another book by Superhead is coming soon about how to suck dick using auto-tune. More people saying hip-hop is over, but we finally gon' see 50 on Oprah. Anything you wanna learn, I'ma let you know. It's predicted that I'ma be the next to blow. This year, I'ma win and you can bet that. They still gon' say, he cool, he ain't all that. High hater, had to say it one more time. This just my prediction for 09.
DJ White Owl.
Now, I wasn't going to start the show off with that, but I decided to start it off with that only because of the fact that my computer sucks, so it took forever to get it off. So I'm going to actually open the show up with something that SD has, and we have Miss Lava Lamp, you know, Miss Freestyle, I'm going to bite your fucking head off. She's on hold right now. We got Minnesota. You know, Minnesota's holding it down. Of course Minnesota's going to call up because this is the sexy station. Well, not sexy station, the sexy day. This is considered from 8:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. This is considered the fucking wet and wild Wednesdays. It's going to be great. It's going to be crazy. I'm about to go to the crib. So I gotta unmute everybody. I'm gonna go to a crib, get my charger, light the fuck up, come back, and we're gonna get this shit popping, cracking, rocking, whatever the fuck you people say nowadays. I don't know, I'm just a square. I'm lying, I'm actually just a smooth ass nigga. But, SD, open it up, dog.
Let's get wavy on these pussies.
Let's get wavy on them.
It's knocking,
Back speed. 2500.
I bought them. Fuck it. That's what I told you. Lost on shit. Domain pain for you niggas. I'm about to get it in. Let's go. That's your man. Chop.
got the 40 low. Covered up like a party below. 7 in with like 40 to go. Or anymore, pay me for. I'm the waviest of all. Got a black one, white one. Even keep a slim bitch, they all stick together. And they got a good friendship. Closet show is vision. And if you want, go on. And if I'm smoking a haze, the 40 is a lot of on. No, I got the auto on. You can't eat shit without match. The music need a boost too. Simply screaming like a rooster. Sweep the nigga body off the stoop like. Nigga, I'm the future. Nigga, I be used to the finest shit. I don't need a miracle. I only do designer shit. I only do the Gucci, Louis, Fendi, Prada. Nigga, brother, the pimp. I run up in your mama. Run up with the llama. Pop a lady, nigga, take any dogs. Don't put up. I'm a foolish nigga with slugs. I seen this nigga in the club out of Jersey. Yeah. Seen this dude looking like he wanna hurt me. But things to the front line, yeah. You only gotta tell him focus up one time, nigga. I be trying to duck the one time, yeah. Smoking with 30 niggas on one time. Here we go, she wants to make me roll up a big fat bag. In the shower, shower. You can't stand at the range of the thing I'm waving. On the stroll, on the strip, nice. Bitches on the dick, light, big light. Cherry lip gloss, get your lips left right. Get your lips wet, I'm not dip set. Baby, I'm a green game, rolling in the mean chain range, yeah. I leave you holy in the cheese lane, yeah. Holy, holy, go fuck yourself, please change, yeah. For the better max, do it for your boy. Who is riding to the max, do it for his boy. I be moving like a floor, yeah. Right jab, left jab, and he gave me the shit. All of them had the best cash. AJ Lester is the best rag, yeah. About 20 then, that was big 20 then. That was like a 2010. I was getting money when Reagan was an author. Beat me on your golf, yeah. Rhyme like an author. Rhyme in the golf, yeah. Bitches off the mind, yeah. Love me out of golf. Here we go.
Michigan, you're on the air. Tennessee, wherever the fuck you're from.
Michigan.
Fucking.
Never know Michigan.
Minnesota, wherever.
Minnesota. Ain't no wherever. Minnesota.
Yo, SD.
What would it be like?
Yeah, what's up with this chick, man? She has a real smart mouth, man.
I sure do. Would you rather me be dumb? You could ask me that instead of him. Seriously, I'm right here.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
SD, what was that track? I stuttered my ass off just now.
That Don't Mean Pain, man. It's that bad whiskey.
That whiskey by,
Bad Whiskey. Bad Whiskey.
Oh, that's the guy? That's his name.
That's what the nigga said is. But on the fucking CD I got, it says Max B, Don't Mean Pain.
Okay, no doubt. Sounds good. So what's good? How's everybody doing tonight?
Man, I'm chilling. cleaning up my house.
You know what? I just got to put it out there. I'm tired of seeing, I'm tired of seeing women. If you don't have women, if you don't have a body or somewhat of a body, stop wearing some tight-ass jeans and short-ass shirt where your fucking stomach is hanging over your belt buckle.
Oh, gosh.
I'm tired of seeing that. I'm also tired of seeing, like, I saw this Mexican chick today, and she had the high heels and all that, and she was doing the thing. I'm like, okay, mommy probably looks good. So I follow her, and I'm shut down. And the reason why I say I'm shut down is because I noticed that she has no body at all. Why did I think she had a body? Because, number one, I thought she was, like, Puerto Rican or whatever, but she was Mexican when I saw her. She had a big-ass head. But it's like she had on them tight jeans that have the ashiness in the back, and 9 times out of 10, the ashiness actually helps. It makes it seem like you have a body when 9 times out of 10 you don't. And it was fucking horrible. So, I mean, I don't know. It is what it is. I'm trying to see the big girls, like, overweight. Like, to the point where when you know, walk, you're walking side to side like a fucking pigeon.
Oh, gosh.
A fucking Eskimo, whatever them things are. Penguin, that's what it is, penguin.
Penguin.
I'm tired of seeing big girls in apple-bottom jeans. Like, why do you have apple bottoms on? You don't have an apple bottom.
Okay, so what do you consider big? Like, some guys say I'm big, but some guys think I'm thick and sexy.
What are you, though?
Well, I'm 161 pounds, and I'm 5'6". I don't think I'm small, but I don't think I'm, like, big, you know?
I mean, where is this located? In your stomach, in your chest, in your ass?
I have ass and titties.
It's in the forehead.
Thighs. My stomach ain't out of control, but it's a little jiggly, like a little pudge right there. I mean, you want me to lie or you want me to be honest?
I mean, be honest, man.
But you know what? I think I'm very pretty, so it really doesn't matter, you know?
Don't matter. That's why I said you like me.
She has most of her weight in her forehead. Nah, I'm as much as you.
But you know what? I'm still that deal. If I saw you, I could get you if I wanted you.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe because of your booty.
Better than that. Maybe
because of your booty, and I want to get around your booty, maybe.
It's not even that. It's not even that.
What is it?
It's more to me than just that.
What is it?
Your mouth.
I mean, I could care less about your mouth. As long as your booty's right, I'll smash it.
Is that all you care about?
Not at all, but the way you talking, like, I could get you.
I'm saying, but you mentioned it.
I mean,
I didn't say I could get you with sex appeal or certain parts of my body. I just said I could get you.
I mean, all right, no doubt.
If I wasn't attractive, I would still have a bomb-ass personality.
Give me what? And that's...
Get you in bed? No, I never insinuated that.
Okay. No, you know you would get me in bed.
Okay, so...
But if that's what I wanted, I believe I could. I'm just a confident person.
Okay, now, what's the deal with, like, you said that you have a body, right?
I said I have an alright body. I think I could work on a couple things.
Alright, so what you're saying is that you have the type of body that if you was walking, mad niggas are going to turn like, damn. Or they're going to be like, oh, Lord. What the fuck is that? Like, how are they going to respond?
I think they're going to be like, damn, she thick as hell. Like that. I don't think they're going to be like, ow. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I think I'm a very good looking woman.
Well,
I don't think that I'm fine as hell. Like, oh my gosh, she needs to be on TV. No, but I think I'm attractive. Yes, I am.
So what is one thing that you hate that guys do? Because a lot of women, like, I spoke, like this one chick, and she told me that she hates. Matter of fact, it was on a story that we had like a while back. She said that she hates when dudes stare at her ass. The chick was, she's actually Puerto Rican. She was like, oh, I hate when niggas just walk by and that's all they look at is my ass. There's a lot more to me than just my ass. But, I mean, shorty, if you're going to wear a fat-ass pants, I'm going to look at your ass. Like, damn, you have a fat ass. What's up?
It'll work.
I mean, it's not my fault. Some tight-ass jeans on.
See, you know what? In Minnesota, that's what you call gawking. It's a law against that out here. That's against the law in Minnesota. That's really a law out here. You cannot
do
that to women. I swear, I'm not lying.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Against the law out here because it's a lot of thirsty men out here.
Africans in Minnesota.
Where at? Minnesota?
Yeah, it's very multicultural here.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of Africans out there.
But you know what? Back to that question, because I would like to answer that question.
Yeah, what's up?
I hate it when guys, gosh, I hate it when, you know, a guy is staring at me, and instead of looking at me, they're looking at my titties or looking at my lips.
I mean, if your shit's just looking at me in the face, I'm going to look at them in their eyes.
I do have, like, some kind of big titties for my frame, I guess. But hate it because, you know, instead of you trying to see where my mind is at, you want to see, you know, what that booty do or what them titties do.
Of course. Don't get it twisted. Of course.
I mean, you sitting up here talking to me and looking at my lips like what that mouth do. That's not right.
Of course that's what's going through a nigga mind. But, you know, a nigga going to peek. The nigga gonna peek at your shit from time to time. Like, Jesus Christ, good Lord. Like, what the fuck, like?
Who called me DSL last time I was on this line?
That was actually me. That was actually GQ.
Okay, boom. Like, for you to notice that about me right away, I get that all the time. Come on now.
Oh, do you?
That's especially in person. A picture does not do any justice, but... Well, you see me enhanced, you know. Oh, that's embarrassing, man. That's really embarrassing sometimes, and I don't like it at all.
Well, I mean, the thing about it is, by the way, just for the listeners, I know y'all like, damn, it was a juicy conversation and this and that, yada, yada. Oh, it's coming. It's just that, you know, I'm right now driving like a slave because my phone is in dying mode, and
you drive like a slave while we make sure to whistle while she twerk.
I'm not gonna whistle while I twerk tonight. When I'm ready to whistle while I twerk, I'm gonna let you.
You must not know who I am around these parts.
Yeah, that's motherfucking SD right there. SD makes things happen. SD makes the impossible happen.
Whatever. By the end of the night, I'll have your panties off. Don't.
Oh, wow.
Goodness.
My brother's out, huh?
Don't doubt me. You hear me? By the end of the night, your panties will be off.
Is that a fact?
Not really.
I like that. You could put up a fight all you want, but it's all gonna be consensual at the end of the night. So remember that.
I doubt that seriously, but let's keep it moving.
You hear the change of the subject.
She's playing the tough role right now.
Nobody's even on that, okay?
Right,
you really got the wrong female.
Ooh, okay.
I got the right female. You know why I got the right female?
You don't even know me, so stop.
That's why I got the right female, because I don't know you.
Mm.
You don't know me.
Oh, bless you.
Who's telling
them
they got the clap in the back?
The clap in the back.
put that weak ass blunt out, nigga, that you brought to light, nigga.
Fuck up, nigga.
That brick pack you got, nigga. Fuck you doing. Lighting up that pussy weed. Anyway.
Yeah, I need you. Yeah, nigga, I'm about to go light this shit.
Hey, shut the fuck up. What a female at, man? What she got on?
Nah, she's still. Hey, if anybody's on hold right now, just hold on. Now I'm not in front of the switchboard. I'll be there in like the next 10 minutes, so just hold on. Right now we're having a nice little conversation. In 10 minutes, hit us up 914-338-1782. We will be taking shout out dedications and requests until 10 p.m. It's strictly and wild. Wednesdays is going to get very nasty later on, and we might even creep up on the American Donut. And
oh boy.
And
time for me to make my departure.
Oh Lord, this guy's a fag. Right, this guy calls the American Donut. Matter calls me on the American Donut. And when I'm going to call it, he talks about, oh Lord, as if he's never called it before.
Did I say all that?
Man, I'm gonna tell you one thing about the motherfucking line. The people that do call it, they always call back. They might not call back all the time, you know, like every day, every week, every hour. But if you call once, you're going to call again. That's how I feel. I just think people don't be honest about it. For real. What's good?
Not you.
I am. I'm always good, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay,
if you knew me, you would definitely know that about me.
Yeah, I know.
Why you over there talking?
You over there acting. Fuck all that.
I'm not acting. This is me. This is me every day, 7 days of the week. Once
up,
I hang up this line, this personality is still going to be the same.
You acting up, Jay.
What do you mean I'm acting? I'm acting for what?
So you acting up, man.
Not really. I'm just actually, I'm being relaxed. I'm chilling. Just got through straightening up my house. About to get in the bathtub. Then when I'm done, I'm going to go to sleep. That's what I'm doing.
Take your punk ass in the bath.
Because I got to go to work tomorrow. I don't know about you.
Then 1 year, so I'm at work right now.
What did you say?
I'm at work right now. How about those guys?
So where's the weirdest place you've ever had sex at?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I'm glad.
All right, she's not fucking.
The weirdest place is I had sex in the parking lot of my cousin's apartment building. And I think people saw it. I was with my baby daddy, though. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't just with no anybody.
Yo, we got, I love Angry Bass and I love our fans. I have this new system where if someone's in the chat room, they can chat, and when they chat, they send it straight to my phone. And apparently, we have a listener that says, what she do? We were talking about Minnesota. And it's like, what did she do? What did she stop at the gas station and stuck the air hose on her ear? Because no offense, her head is full of air.
Boo.
So,
why is that person? My question would be to that person, why are they so focused on me?
Because you're the female in the situation.
Exactly.
Why are they giving me so much of their attention? And it's two other men in this room.
I mean,
unless they're
a
man, that's kind of weird for a man to say that.
Exactly. There you go.
I think that's kind of weird for a guy to say that.
I mean, it is what it is.
I mean, yeah, you never know. We had
that's kind of suspect to me, buddy. Whoever said that.
Well, to that person who said that, you know.
Maybe you're just stupid.
Type me
I'm
up again.
I'm gonna say you say is completely whack. Seriously.
Oh shit!
I don't like you.
So,
period.
This
reminds me of the chat line where it's the rule for the guys. And the female comes out of nowhere and has something negative to say about the next woman. you know, it's kind of out of intimidation.
I don't
need to step up your game.
All I can do during the whole process is roll my eyes.
Oh, that sounds like
I'm not going to sit here and argue with you. I'm not going to sit here and argue with you because it's really childish, baby. And
it's pretty much is.
Being an airhead.
But you're all on me. Tonight, you're my number one fan, boo-boo. How are you? Who are you?
That's right. I'm enjoying listening to you and all kinds of things.
I'm sure you are, sweetie.
It's entertaining.
Thank you.
It's entertaining, baby. I like it. Yeah.
I know you do, baby. Thank you. Shout out to my number one fan.
No, seriously, yeah, your voice is really nice.
Sounds like a groupie to me.
Oh, man. Ding, ding, ding.
TKO. Sit it on down, boo-boo.
And in this corner, we have the beautiful, sexy Puerto Rican from Puerto Rico. And in this corner, we have the beautiful, I never saw her before, so I can't, so I'm just going to just say, the beautiful, sexy, black chick from Minnesota. And that was round one.
That sure was, and I think I got that by a long shot. That's my own opinion. Thank you.
Hey, yo, Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Why, just one question, why the hate?
Because I don't like a lot of the things she's saying.
Oh, wow. And can you pinpoint anything out that she said that kind of, you know?
No, I'm not going to put her out there like that. I'm not going to put her out there. I just don't like a lot of the things she's saying.
She don't like me because of what I said, sweetie. What I said was, again, I was the only female in here. She was sitting back in the background, low riding. Because, see, you know, I know how to conversate with men. I know how to talk to men.
Mm.
I know how to keep the attention on
yeah.
me. Whether it's on the phone, in the room, upside your head, I keep a lot of attention on me. And a lot of females don't like me. Like,
you
she can't pinpoint anything specifically.
On you, baby.
Excuse me, I was talking.
You know,
to come out of it. She don't
yeah.
like me.
Yeah,
for
like
no
you.
Specific
you
reason. Because when you ask her
when
you ask this young lady, what did I say? She
right.
couldn't even say anything. But she had to think about it. She don't like me because she know I'm a boss.
You know,
my voice.
In simple words, keep on talking, but I'm going to continue to wipe my ass with every single word you say.
Everything I'm saying, sweetie, make sure you lick it. Make sure you get a good taste of it.
You continue to continue to be a lookout.
Hold
you see me.
On,
I'm content.
On.
I'm cool.
Hold
he's
on.
A bad.
Hold on.
He's a
bad.
Hold
on.
I made her so mad. I'm sorry.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
Hold on.
SD, say what you about to say.
Hold on. What the hell is going on out here? I step away from the mic for a couple of seconds. I come.
Oh, but you're still there, dog.
Oh, let me tell you what's going on. I got a female in here that has to hate on me for no apparent reasons to step her game up.
All right.
It's not my fault she can't hold a conversation, and she's been sitting in the background. So the only thing she could come up with was to say something negative.
Yeah, she's biting her. She won't let it go.
Like, who's the other female?
Call me.
Like, who is that? Like, who are
Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico.
Oh, Lord. All right, go ahead.
More like a derb. Do y'all know what a derb is?
Do I know what a what?
Derb.
A dub?
Derb. D-E-R-B. Do you know what that is?
A dud? Nah. Can you explain?
A derb.
Can you explain that to us and everyone out in the radio land? What a derb is? So I can steal it from you?
It's another term for, it's what we say out here in the Midwest, for a little dirty bitch.
Oh, boy.
That's all that is. Because I feel that way about her, because why would she say something to me if she don't know me?
And do you have anything in Spanish to talk to say to her? Anything that they say out in Puerto Rico?
Because if I'm going to tell anything, I'm going to tell in English so she can understand me.
Wait,
womp, womp. Sorry. That shit was wet. Now go back to the drawing board and think of something a little bit more creative for me.
Oh, yeah,
let's go. Oh, yeah, and it's not sexy.
I got a long ass list.
He needs to fix that broke-ass Nokia.
Ooh.
Whatever. Let's just go on it.
Fix your
blue mobile. For real, because you keep putting on it. You gotta go, bitch. For real.
That's it.
Like you said, it's two niggas on the phone, right? Keep that attention on you and continue your conversation.
Exactly.
Right?
I like the attention on me. Don't you like it on you?
You know what it is? I feel you got a little
don't
bit of...
Don't you like it on you?
A little bit better of you.
You don't like the attention? I've already said you were bothering
you.
Maybe think of something better than that.
Because
do not repeat after me. Be creative. Be
continue your conversation. Shut it out.
Why are you yelling?
Don't talk to me.
Why are you so mad?
I don't like you. Don't talk to me.
You open up that gate, sweetie. Now I'm on your ass like fire, and I'm not going to get out till I feel like it. Now, cry about that. Get his whiny baby a fucking bottle. You want a bottle? One of y'all fellas, I'm quite sure y'all could give her a bottle.
What is that? I bet you anything that is coming into my
mouth. I'm quite sure. It's three men in here. How many men? Unmute the rest of them. I'm pretty sure at least one of them got a bottle for you.
I ain't got shit to do with it.
No, she done said something to the wrong one. I'm sorry. That's all I'd ask.
She don't like me anyway. Well, it don't matter.
Mm. Yeah, that's what. That's a female that loves to hate on the next bitch. I got a rap for that, too.
None of y'all.
I bet you don't because you're ugly, you're unhappy, you're broke. If you were all of the above, or at least one of the above, you would not be worried about the negative.
If I stand next to you, I drop your nigga and maybe your father, too.
Girl, through the phone, let's be realistic. I'm being realistic. I'm being realistic. I'm not making things up.
You know why, baby? You know
my father
baby,
would not mess with you.
Prefer like females. Most niggas prefer all of this than all of that. You know, that purple pussy. All of that nastiness.
Why are you worried about the next female private area?
You know what? I'm not even going to waste my time talking to you because seriously, you're disgusting. You put yourself out there talking about all your sexual nastiness. And you're too openly conceited. You're too into your. All I keep talking about is me, being all these niggas.
Let's get back on what you just said. But you're not talking realistic. You're just talking out of the side of your neck because you're angry. Everything that I'm saying is factual, sweetie. You came in here, hated on me, so I talk bad about you. Now you're upset to the point you're making things up. You're talking about my pussy. Which I don't think is any of your concern. You're talking about my father and my who else, baby daddy, that don't even know you. You probably wouldn't be able to breathe on them. But I'm speaking on something, okay?
Oh, man. Damn, what's
so anyway, I don't even want to talk to her no more because she's broke, busted, and disgusted.
Exactly. So don't talk to me that. It's in your time.
You're so mad. You mad.
Oh, we
I'm
got the
sorry,
chat. We got the chat line antics.
You mad. Angry bastard.
I can't front. It's Angry Bastard Radio. Oh, shit. I almost tripped over this stick on that was laying on the ground. It's fucked up.
That was so funny.
Oh,
now,
man.
Is there any other female in here that has anything to say about me? Because we could get this taken care of right here.
Hold on. Now you're smelling yourself.
You know what? It's every female I ever encounter. They always got something negative to say about me. I never said nothing to her. I didn't even know she was on here.
Everybody has something about you.
Every female.
With you.
It's not guys. It's you. It's females like you. You have to hate on me to step up your game.
Oh, wow.
Whatever.
And it is what it is.
Yo, SD, what happened, dog? Like, I didn't even know how this shit started.
I'm
been letting that go. What you keep saying?
You shouldn't have brought it up. You should have kept it to yourself. You'll think twice before you bring it on the game.
You know something? Fuck you. Seriously.
Like,
fuck you.
That's the best choice of words you have tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
Ah, shit. Yeah, I was told by my brothers to never get a Puerto Rican woman pissed off, because you would not live to see fire tomorrow with a beautiful face. Motherfuckers is quick to slash a nigga. They slash niggas and bitches. They don't give a fuck.
Fuck all that. I flashed on bitches too.
Are you slashing bitches too? This nigga SDB slashing bitches. What's going on?
Ain't no need for me right now. Ain't nobody coming at me.
Or
James. Usually a Puerto Rican lady's coming at me, but, you know, the Puerto Ricans haven't been coming at me lately.
Yeah, Puerto Ricans have, they're good with the Negros as of right now. You know, the Moyos or whatever the fuck they call us. Papalos, monkeys. I don't understand. How are we monkeys and y'all motherfuckers eat fried bananas? I don't eat bananas at all. They give me fucking gas pains in my fucking chest. I don't fuck with bananas.
I do.
Oh, man, he's going to fuck it all up, nigga. Now they have every right to call us a fucking monkey muyata, whatever the fuck they call us.
Oh, man. Not everybody thinks the same way.
They come on. They fry the banana. Come on. How you going to get mad?
Yeah, you're right. They make fucking french fries out of bananas and shit.
Like, come on. You're going to get mad because we eat bananas and chicken and, like, watermelon?
Word. And I haven't even ate a watermelon in a minute.
I hate watermelon.
Watermelon.
Like,
watermelon.
Oh,
watermelon. Maybe having the special watermelon with the liquor in it.
I fucked with it then.
I fucked that shit up,
dude. I fucked with it then. They try to say that watermelon, this is true shit. They said eating watermelon eating watermelon is the same chemical that's in watermelon that's in Viagra.
Some of y'all fellas need to get up on that.
I don't need that shit. My dick is wind blow.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So it's like fucking...
When the wind blow.
There's some dudes out here that need to be walking around with a whole watermelon. At all times.
Right. And the thing about it, it was on like a white news. So you know the white boys is like, what? That's how them niggas be having big dicks? Oh, honey, get the car. We're going to get the Astro van. We're going to get us some watermelon.
They got about 20 of them in the refrigerator.
We're going to get in the Astro van.
The Astro van. Oh, shit.
The asthmatic and he got an ass bag.
Oh,
God. This one chick said something about, she said she was on a call up. I'm not going to blow it up yet. Her story. Nah, I don't know what she is, but I told her about the show and she's gonna call up. But just to prepare everybody, so you're not like what? She's going to ask. She's gonna say she's tired of pause, but she's tired of little dick men with hot cars. You have a big car but a little penis.
What does that have anything?
Because I think they be trying to make up for where they lacking that.
I think so. Just let it be what it is.
It is what it is. A girl shouldn't like you for the size of your dick. No way.
Really?
If a woman likes you, it should be more to it than just that. Or it'll only always be like a physical thing, right?
Still gonna fuck the nigga if he got a small manhood?
No.
Oh my goodness.
Exactly.
That's not true.
Exactly.
You're gonna keep fucking on if you got a small man.
I just haven't got lucky and had that small guy experience.
The question.
I'll still be with him if he had a small dick.
Would you still fuck him though? That's right.
Yes, I would. Yeah. I promise I would.
Would you be faithful to that man?
Of course I would. If I'm with someone, I'm with them, and regardless of the size of it, you know.
You
I'm telling the truth.
And speaking of a man that has a man, a small penis. Speaking of a man, speaking of a man who has a small penis, and the reason why I know is because I was fucking his girl. Fresh is in the building. What's up, Fresh? Give it up, Fresh.
Shit on this desk clerk in the face ass nigga.
Desk clerk.
Come on with Joe Burton in the face ass nigga. I know you ain't trying to crack Joe's right.
Come on, take a break. You are a walking joke, nigga.
You Billy Blanks in the face ass nigga.
Billy Blanks, nigga.
Fuck this. Billy Blanks.
Earl Simmons in the face ass, nigga.
Hey, Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. She's in the low cut. Yeah. Like a season. Why you low riding? Ain't no low riding in here.
Hey, Puerto Rico.
What's up? Hopefully you're late.
You Eddie Guerrero in the face ass chick.
Hopefully you're late.
So, the weirdest place I smashed off at would have to be, it would have to be on a roof, but it was like, it was so stupid. What happened was, this was a while ago, the chick was afraid, you know, that her dad might come home, you know, early, so... She came up with some bugged out idea to smash off on top of the roof, by her bedroom roof, so that way if he comes in, she can kind of see, and I was just supposed to roll off of the roof. Like it was like one of them, it was a two-story house, but she, you know, she was upstairs and all that shit, so it wasn't that high. High enough to break something, but wasn't that high. And I rolled off of, that was the plan, that she can hurry up in bed and I can roll off the roof.
Sounds good.
I mean, it was cool though because it was like, it's outside, it was nice outside, nice warm, and it was raining. So it was warm rain. So it was like intention, like, oh yeah. But, you know, so that's the weirdest place I've ever smashed off. What about you, Puerto Rico? Yeah, put the taco sauce down. What happened?
Put the glass one down.
My weirdest one?
Yeah, the weirdest place you had sex. So many choices.
Inside of a garbage dumpster.
Are you serious on a flame out here, man?
I thought it was funny. Sorry. Sorry, Puerto Rico. Sorry.
I
couldn't help it. She was taking too long.
We do the roasting around here.
He answered. I told him I was going to keep that. Yeah, I just guessed.
Obviously, she wants to low ride, so let that chick low ride or bang on her. Those are the two options.
In the garbage dumpster.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yo, hey, Fresh, where's the weirdest place you are at sex at?
You really want the answer to that?
Yo, I knew, as soon as I said it, I just knew what he's going to say. I'm gonna say it before you said it. You're gonna say, "Oh, the weirdest place was in your mother's bed," some shit like that.
Yeah.
straight up in your mother's fucking basement, nigga.
No. That nigga's stupid.
Straight up in your mother's fucking swing set, nigga.
Oh, Dennis.
Yo, I got head on a cheese bus before, my nigga.
A what?
Cheese bus, nigga. Remember the cheese buses, nigga? Niggas just said,
yellow school bus?
Yeah.
You smashed off on a yellow school bus?
Oh, goodness.
I ain't fucking chick on this school bus. I got head on this cheese bus.
Oh, yeah. I ain't never get down to school, but damn, man, it was out. Oh.
My bitch Treasure, man. She goes in. Berry Homes, man. Shout out to the Berry Homes, man. Y'all go in out there. Y'all women go in out there. Well, she's real. She's like, yo, listen, man, I'm going to give you head on the bus. I'm like, you fret. She just started bobbing for the apples. I'm like, oh,
bobbing for the apples. Yeah,
right.
She just started bobbing for the apples. I'm like, oh, man, this chick is a G.
Goodness gracious. Oh, my goodness. What's all of that?
It's real out here. That's what it is.
Honey, I'm telling you. That's some crazy stuff right there.
They get it in around here, man. Walker Park. Shout out to Walker Park, too. That's,
you know what be tripping me out? Like, a lot of guys, they always say, you can ask them, okay, how old were you when you lost your virginity? You got guys that be like, oh, I was 10. Oh, I was 11. Oh, I was 12. Oh, I was 9. Hey, I was 8. Like, hey, I was 5. You know, like, guys be saying ridiculous ages. But when you ask a woman, like, oh, how old were you when you first had sex? They'll go, oh, 17, 18. Or, you know, it mostly has to be up there. Where are all these females at that were having sex with you guys that were young? You get what I'm saying? Like, it don't be no females. Like, oh, I had sex when I was 8. Oh, I had sex when I was 7. But guys always say they had sex at
7. I guess because it's like an experience thing. Like, the niggas seem like, because a lot of women, I'm gonna tell you exactly why I am. I'm about to tell them my brothers up here, my fellas. But when we say that, I feel like a snitch. I'm about to tell the secret. But when we say that, it's because 9 times out of 10, we had sex with probably 150, maybe 200 women. So when you hear that number, if we're tough enough to come out and say it, and be like, yeah, 200. You're like, damn, you was a whore. You, that means you had such and such. When did you first have sex? That's when they say, oh, I was 6 years old. Because it kind of, it looks bad, but a little better because, oh, well, he started at 6 years old, so what does it matter? That's why we say that.
200, nigga, that's damn near porn star numbers. I ain't got it.
Nah. I know mine, and I can name them in order.
I ain't got 200. I keep it focused.
I got 20.
I ain't got no 200. God damn.
I got 20. How many you got, nigga?
Enough, man. Straight up.
Oh, damn, nigga.
I got enough, man.
You got more than 20 hands?
Put my shit on Front Street. I got enough, nigga.
Ah, damn.
I don't know who listens to these airwaves, nigga. Enough.
Hey, Fresh, what about you, man?
You see, nigga, they try to put their numbers out there. These ain't stupid.
Mm-hmm.
These ain't stupid. Maybe you is.
Hey, nigga, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
How many women, how many men you been with? All women.
Man, ain't no all women. I'm not even on the women.
He's looking for somewhere for approval. He needs some help. Because he's the only one in the hole right now. So he needs someone.
20 in the hole.
Mm-hmm. You have sex with 20 girls?
Yeah.
So would you consider yourself a whore?
Mm-hmm.
Who said that? Oh, my God. If you had sex with that many women, you got that package. I don't care what the clinic says.
You said that package.
That package. That's that Midwest shit.
But what, hey, Puerto Rico, what about you? How many partners you been with? Male or female?
Thousands.
How many?
I'm not answering that.
I'm
not answering that.
Yo, I could have sworn she said 1,000, dog. I'm listening.
She did not say that.
No, she didn't. She said she's not gonna answer. That's what she said. But before she even answered, I heard real quiet as if her phone.
I heard something real quiet too, but I don't think that was her.
I think
that was someone else.
Yeah, because I heard 1,000, and I'm like,
but it didn't sound like no 1,000. It sounded like 70.
Stupid, God. Oh my God.
Somebody did say something, but it wasn't hurt.
Oh my goodness.
I
think you must have bumped y'all head this morning.
Is anybody into like that extra shit, like putting jelly on some toes and sucking it off?
No, I'm not putting jelly on toes.
About some vinegar.
I'll suck
some vinegar.
Toes, but I ain't putting jelly on them.
Hot wax. Hot wax is the shit, dog. I'm telling you. I had this one chick lay me down.
Lame.
Dog. All right, you say that now.
Hey, you know what? Some guys like that shit, but I don't like that shit.
He had a chick lay him down and fucking pour hot candle wax in his fungo.
Well, dog, it was no bunghole action going on, dog.
See, that's what he had the chick doing to him.
It was all keg action, okay? Because I don't have a
keg action.
Yeah, I don't have a six pack, so it was all keg, you know.
Nigga, you gotta fucking mix that keg. You gotta fucking keg, man. You got a fucking medicine ball, man.
Medicine.
I think I got a baby body. Fucking
baby body. They got the Nas body.
Man, you know what? One time I was like trying to get freaky with my baby dad, man. And he is not that kind of guy. He is a thug, and I was like, oh, let's go to Sex World, please. And he was like, man, hell no, I ain't going to no Sex World. And then so I end up going like one of my friends and getting a whole bunch of stuff out of there. So I came home and then I cooked dinner and stuff. I was trying to be romantic, had on some lingerie and stuff. And then I was like, put out the bag of shit that I got. He's like, oh,
he's
hell no.
Trying to put butt beads in his ass.
No, I wasn't. I was not. That's trifling.
So what was you trying to do?
I was just trying to get freaky with him on a different level. Because all he knows is hit it from the back, let me ride, hit it from the side. That's all he knows.
He's a lame.
He's a lame. How old is he?
He's the same age as me. He's 28.
He's a lame. Was you his first?
No.
Did he just lose his virginity? Like,
he wasn't even nowhere near a virgin. I like to be freaky on a different level, like try new things and stuff like that. I wasn't trying to go crazy with him, like, bringing dildos. Because, certain guys, you got to ease stuff in on them. I was trying to get this, this body stuff, the kind you put on your body and you lick it off, the edible body jellies and stuff like that. Just stuff like that. I had all these body oils and shit like that. It wasn't nothing outrageous. It was cards, like, you could play games, like, asking questions, sexual questions, and
fuck
then do the sexual things,
That nigga said fuck
he
all
was
that.
Not
that
even down for none of that.
Yeah, hell no. Fuck all that, man. Listen here, man. You put your leg right here. Put your arm right here. I'm going to put my arm right here. We going to make it happen. Fuck is you talking about, man?
Man, all he want to do is regular things. Three or four regular. That shit, after you been with somebody for so many years, that shit get boring. Oh, come on, baby, let me get it from the back. Oh, come on, baby, ride this dick. Or, oh, come on, let's do a regular missionary.
It's like they already know what they're going to do before they even do it. There's no sense to it.
Like, I get tired of it. Like, damn, do something different. I think that's why people be out here cheating.
But it's like, that is why. That is why. But it shouldn't be that. See, a lot of people don't use their head. Like, one thing, like, especially if you married, it takes one time for you to cheat, and it's a wrap. And if you, a lot of these brothers is weak. A lot of these brothers is weak. Like, if their girl says, oh, I ain't signing no prenup, if you love me, you won't have me, make me sign this prenup, niggas get soft. And then when their girl don't do something for them, they'd be stupid and don't use their head and bounce. And that one piece of pussy, you better enjoy that. When your wife finds out, a wrap. She's gonna divorce you and take half of your shit. Because you soft. So it's like, you know, it is what it is.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I don't know where that came from just now.
Yeah, that you just spazzed out on some other.
you would think I was married or some shit like that.
Like that must be a thing you don't want to happen. You don't want that to
exactly.
happen.
Do not want that to happen.
I can tell the way you stressed it. But no, like if your girl wants to do different things with your stuff, don't be closed minded. Be open minded, so you might just like the shit, you know?
Yeah.
I know guys and shit, they nervous about going to, some guys are nervous about going to sex world, you know. In Minnesota, downtown Minneapolis, you can find a strip club on every corner, sex world, all these different sex shops. It's nothing but clubs down there and strip clubs.
Really?
And sex shops, yeah. Sure, you go down there, you can be anything down there.
Yeah, well, it is what it is. Hey, Fresh.
Oh, he eating a cheeseburger or something.
Oh, wow. They all hung up.
You know what?
What?
I think I made that girl mad.
Yeah, I think you pissed her off.
Well, she shouldn't have came to me. She should have been prepared for anything, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Oh,
I came
shit.
Out with the boxing gloves like TKO.
Like TKO.
Yeah. I does this.
Does this?
I thought it was funny to say that.
Oh, you always wanted to say that? Well, how is it funny that you said that on live radio?
Me. Oh, goodness. I got to go to work tomorrow.
I got to play an intro for this guy that we're about to unmute. Because this is one of the little ones I said that I warned you about. But he's real deep into asking questions, but not as deep as the other one, but this is my dude right here. This is my brother right here. This is L.E. doing this thing, and he's a fucking hater.
If your motherfucking life, you got to get your motherfucking hustle. Understand niggas is going to hate you regardless. Get that out of your head, that fantasy world where niggas ain't hating on you. You got to be grateful you need haters. What the fuck is you complaining about? What the fuck do you think a hater's job is? To fucking hate. So let them motherfuckers do their goddamn job.
What is this world? That's how I feel.
What?
Exactly like Cat Williams.
That short midget bastard. That nigga little as shit.
Alright.
Why is that? Do you find him attractive?
No, I just think some of the things that he said out of his mouth, you know, I enjoy his comedy shows. But attractive, he's not really my type.
I don't doubt.
Not at all.
L.E. is in the building, folks. And instead of him, I'm going to tell you exactly how it's going to plan out, Shorty, before it even happens. Instead of him saying, yo, what's up, TD, or AB Radio, you know what I mean, how y'all doing, yo, GQ, it's been a minute. What's good? How you doing? He's going to direct his attention on you. L.E.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Hello. Oh, goodness.
Shorty, what's your name?
This is Lena. What's good?
Where you at, Lena?
I live in Minnesota.
Minnesota? Cold,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, it's really cold sometimes. But, you know, today was kind of warm.
You got somebody to keep warm with?
I did have a boo, but not at the moment. We're separated. I did have a man in my life, but not at the particular moment.
Tell me, what did you do? What did you do wrong?
Well, why does it have to be me that did something wrong?
Well, you didn't say it wasn't me, so what'd you do wrong?
I think I got a smart-ass mouth. I think.
Oh, shit.
I think, you know what, honestly, I think I could work on my attitude a little bit better.
All right, so you answered my sex and location question. What's your age?
28.
Oh, you're good money. Good money, then. 28 is all right. So you're really, like, 35.
No, I'm really 28.
No, I say that because you know how men mature later than women? Like, I'm actually 28.
Yeah.
I'm 32, but I'm actually 28. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit, that's real. That shit is real because I act like I'm 23, and I'm
28. Right.
That's why I don't get no pussy.
No. But what's good, Lena?
Man, just sitting here. This is my second time calling the show. I really enjoy the show. I really do. I think I might call you more often.
Yeah, please do.
I really do.
Where's all your homegirls? You have any pictures? Where are your pictures?
Well, I did send. Who did I send a picture of? The other guy.
You sent it to the GQ, the Angry Bastard Radio.
I think I sent him a picture. I have,
Oh, no. You sent that to Fresh.
I sent it to Fresh?
Yeah. The Cuban Bandit.
Yeah.
He what?
The Cuban refugee.
Who arrested me?
No, he's a refugee.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who arrested me?
Yo, you're SD. You're SD.
That's crazy.
You call that nigga a refugee.
Why would you say that?
I don't like Spanish. That's why.
Because
you're a pussy. That's why.
That's true. That's true. I am what I eat. Right, Lena?
Oh, goodness.
Is that too touchy for you? Do I need to PG it up real quick?
Yeah, you might have to.
Hey, neither you might have to.
Hold on, what's the story, Lena? Okay, so you have what? Two kids? All right?
No, I have one.
Okay. How old is your son? Because he's a son you have, right?
Yeah, I believe.
I have a daughter.
Damn it. Okay, how old is your daughter?
My daughter is 6 years old.
Okay, all right, that's cool. So you, all right, you sound, what do you do for a living?
Oh, my goodness. I work for a collection agency.
She works for Chef Boyardee.
Shut it up. If I did, I'd be cooking up some good shit. Believe that.
She's a sampler.
She's a piece of shite. That's what she
I
is.
I cook up
you
that
work
good
for
shit.
Collection agency?
What is this? I cook up that good shit.
Do you get paid well by the collection agency?
It's all right, but I'm currently seeking another position within the office that I work for so I can get more money than what I get.
More money.
So, what do you collect? Like, what do you guys...
She's a repo man, nigga.
You collect people's cars.
Yeah, she's a snitch, but she works with the snitch patrol.
I don't think I can fuck with you.
Please don't.
Her. Shut up. She worked for the company that you should be like, oh, all right, well, you're 10 months behind. I don't worry about it. We're not going to repossess your car. And as she's talking and stalling you, they're taking your car as you're speaking.
Right. Please don't call the cops.
No, I don't work for that company.
What company you work for?
I work for Intelligent Collections. Okay?
Oh, yeah?
And I don't repossess anyone's cars. That's not what I do. That's a little bit too harsh.
Hold on. We got a call on here. Call it in here.
What are you guys talking about again?
Listen, dude. Hold on. First of all, what are you chewing on, spaghetti? What's your story? Oh, you retarded. Either you're retarded or you're chewing on spaghetti. One of the two.
Oh, man.
Well, I'm actually eating some ravioli right now.
Oh, yeah, noodles. Oh, shit.
Yeah, he actually eats some chicken cacciatore right now.
He's definitely eating a grilled cheese sandwich with some tomato soup.
Yeah, with mayonnaise on it.
Yeah.
And some marbles.
Sorry, guys?
What happened?
What are you talking about again?
This is sex advice. You have any sex advice? Like, you want to bring toys to the bedroom or... You know,
have
none
you
of that.
Had sex, dude? Like, you sound like you.
Hello.
Haven't had. What?
All right. How many partners do you have?
What? Hello.
I got a better question. Whatever partner told you to get that bullshit ass phone, you need to slap him in the mouth with it and go get another phone. Leave that Metro PCS alone. Come to Sprint.
Come to T-Mobile.
Nah, T-Mobile.
Don't go to Sprint. Don't go to Sprint. Don't do it. Don't listen.
Yeah, here. No, I'm going to tell you why she don't like Sprint.
They cut you off over two pennies.
No, not Sprint. AT&T,
stupid.
Wait, what happened? Wait, what'd you say?
She said they cut you off over two pennies. What are you, stupid? My phone, you must be outside your mind.
Hold on. What did you say?
AT&T?
No,
come on, he's finished here, man.
No, I have Sprint. I have Sprint.
He sounds like a terrorist.
Oh, wow.
What he say?
Bye, Carlos.
What happened?
That's some bootleg ass Nokia.
Yo, man, that nigga sound like shit. I'm getting a little nervous because that's the second Arabian motherfucker that called up.
Man. Come on, bang on that nigga, man.
He out of
here.
Nah, he hung up. He said, but the way he said, I don't like the way he said it. He said, like, he had a bomb in my house or some shit.
Man, man.
He knew I was sitting here. Yo, you know what's bugged out?
He got a plane floating over your shit.
Word, you know what I mean? I'm going to walk outside. I'm going to walk in a putt of fucking cow shit.
You better turn that GPS off your phone.
Yeah, that stays off.
Straight up.
That stays off. Do you mean the little signal thing?
Only when that knows where I'm at is police, and that's
the police. I'll be scared to let them know where I'm at.
Yeah, that's not
if I want the cops to know where I'm at, I'll go to a Dunkin' Donuts and sit out there, or a 7-Eleven.
I mean, that's what that location shit is all about, nigga.
Really?
Yeah, nigga.
Well, I always turn it off because every phone that I ever got was always turned off. Like, you know, niggas don't buy phones. Only niggas that buy phones them house niggas.
House niggas.
I buy phones off of people. No tax.
Oh, I don't buy phones anymore. Only time I bought a phone is when I first got my shit. First cell phone in my life.
Oh, yeah.
Other than that, we upgrade out here.
Speaking of phones, how deep can someone go in your mouth, Miss Lady?
How deep can someone go in my mouth?
Oh, yeah, like...
Oh, no. Like, I'm going to say, like, medium deep.
So, So wait,
I don't know, but I'm a medium beef, motherfucker.
So what are we talking about, like 6 inches, 7 inches, what?
Breaking.
Before you gag. Like, in other words, do you have a gag reflex?
Man, hell yeah, I be gagging sometimes. Like, one time, man. Okay. This is kind of embarrassing, but go ahead. I was, my ex-boyfriend, he had, like, a big-ass dick. Like, oh, my God.
Pause. Continue.
It was so big. So I was performing oral sex on him, and shit, I was just like going too far trying to impress him. So, I'm not going to say, huh?
Stretched your mouth out?
No, he stretched my mouth out. Big ass mouth out. Just small head ass, whatever.
Ooh.
I ain't sit here talking about my brajos.
Brajos.
Yeah, fuck, I don't like talking about my pinga.
Why would you just burst out and ask that kind of question anyway?
So what?
You
want to know if you got that on project.
I think because we like you, we're kind of going easy on you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I could be going way harder on you right
Wait,
now.
Come on, go hard, motherfucker. I'm going
to
go hard.
No, just no. I told you. Like, she is ready to go in.
What is this talking about?
She's in go in fast. Do not hold back.
I was trying to come at her earlier. Remember, I was trying to come at her earlier. She was acting up.
Mm-hmm.
I like it for a guy to go high. Fuck you mean? I don't want you to be soft.
I was trying to tell you. I'll have your panties off by the end of the night. You was acting funny.
Cause you won't.
Wait,
I'm just saying.
You need to spread your legs. That's what's needed to happen. Do you have project pussy?
I will spread my legs. When you stick your tongue out. How about that?
I mean, I don't have a problem with it. As long as we're not dealing with the fish market.
You might not even get that. I'm not like your baby mother.
You already know, cause I don't have a baby, so you got the wrong one.
I'm not like those.
I don't have a baby mother, so you got
nasty ass things you deal with.
Come on, you crazy. I don't deal with nothing nasty.
Them little animals you deal with.
You got me.
Monkey, bear, and mooses.
You got me twisted, homie. Believe that.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, whatever. With them little ass boots. Whatever.
I've only dealt with these.
Hmm?
Keep it 100.
Whatever.
Did you say long ass boots?
I said them little ass boots.
Oh,
but
shit.
I'm gonna use that one for the future. Them long ass boots.
It's funny. I don't wear boots, so it's okay.
What do you wear, sandals?
I wear Jordan.
You got the open toes.
Yeah.
I like guys that wear.
No, I was in a chat line last night, and this fag was whipping the shit out of this female, and I couldn't help but notice what the nigga said. The nigga said that the chick had on.
What?
Yo, the chick had on leg warmers with Chinese slippers. I was rolling.
Don't be laughing at that. You know what? I don't condone, like, the drag queens trying to pick on females because it kind of reminds me, you know, like, drag queens, they do that because they hating on a female. They secretly mad at a female. Like, if you get on a chat line or whatever and you hear a drag queen, you're going to always hear drag queens trying to rip females all day because they mad because they got a, like, we have a pussy and they have a dick. And they're not happy with what they want, so they take it out on us when they hear us in the room talking to guys.
Do you have elevator pussy?
Huh? What is elevator pussy?
Nigga said elevator pussy.
Does it go up? Yeah, it goes up and down.
Do you have project pussy? Do you have hallway pussy?
Do I have what? Project pussy, hallway pussy?
Yeah.
What is that supposed to mean?
do you have hallway pussy?
Hallway.
In other words, it echo.
The hell no, my shit. No, I don't think that's a good thing.
All right, I'm just asking, you know. I mean,
I'm sorry. Look, I live in Minnesota. I never heard that terminology before.
Man, welcome to my hood.
Where's your hood at? Where do you live at?
I live in Staten Island.
Who?
Staten Island, exactly.
New York.
Okay, just be like New York. I'm like, huh? Who?
Staten Island is where I live at, man.
You live in Maryland?
Staten Island.
I'm like, damn, I can't hear that little ass phone over there. Them little ass boots and that little ass phone.
Yo, dog.
Because you're on that phone. I mean, it's all good.
That little ass signal. Man, New York, I think I don't want to live in New York, for real. Because,
turns out, niggas will turn your trick ass out, though.
Niggas won't never turn me out. I'm from Chicago. Fuck you talking about.
I mean,
don't get it twisted. I live in Minnesota, but that way in Chicago. That way at a shack.
What is that supposed to mean?
That don't let the fact that I'm in Minnesota out here. Don't let you think that I'm not familiar with the big city.
Whoa. Easy, killer. You might live longer if you don't stutter so much.
Who are you talking to?
I'm
talking to you, my stuff.
I'm talking to you, little nigga.
Oh.
Please. If I do stutter, that's because I think fast. So get it right. You're slow.
Oh, man.
You know what's crazy?
You talk slow and you think slow.
Think fast and talk slow?
Whatever.
That's what you just said. Like, I'm going well
with whatever, you. With them little ass boots. You still mad.
No, I understand.
All
of that
head.
Oh, man, she's going to
hit
me.
Do you think I'm going to let you talk to my dude like that? Is that what's
going on? Okay, wait a minute. Let your dude step to the side.
What makes you think that this chick...
Wait a minute. One at a time. Okay, let your dude step to the side and then you know fine.
What makes you think this bird is going in?
No, listen,
why are you coming up with a cape on?
All I'm saying.
I'm not trying to save you, ho. I'm not trying to save you, ho. What do you mean a cape?
Do you think
no, it's
I'm going to let you talk to my dude like that? Like,
okay. Tell your dude to step to the side and me and you're going
to
talk. Okay?
Ain't no step to the side.
Wait a minute. Y'all not going
to
gangbang me. You take your time. Look, he's stuttering.
Ain't no step to the side here. You're the underlink around here.
And you trying to jump me with your friend because you can't get me one by one.
You're the underlink around here. Remember that.
No, just the rules of it. It's going to be one at a time.
I think we got a classic case of someone getting too comfortable around here.
No, I think we got a classic case of your friend trying to help you because you can't help yourself.
I'm not looking for you. I never look for you. I don't need help. Wait a minute. Hold on. I don't need help.
Why you got to be yelling?
I don't need
help.
I can spread your legs by myself. I don't need help.
No, you can't. You're not getting nowhere near this.
Oh.
I get back with them small-ass boots.
Oh, Angie's coming out the boots then.
Some little ass boots.
Hold on, all I'm saying is we've
got a little cute.
I understand you like the show and all that, but you know, in order to get in the gang, you gotta get beat in. You know what I'm saying? So what we gonna
okay,
do?
Well, beat me in, you and me, right now. What to do?
Ooh.
Now you running up, you trying to save your motherfucking guy with that little ass cape on.
Okay,
that tight ass cape.
Yo.
It's not even clear. The only way you can talk.
It's not even funny, dog. Like, that shit is a whack.
Why are you getting offended? It's all in fun looking at it.
I'm sitting here listening to you expose yourself.
It's whack because it's about you, perhaps.
Oh.
Are you fat?
I sit here and go back and forth from my dude's roaster all the time. They say something funny, I'm a laugh.
I mean, you can start with the fat stuff, but I'm not really fat or skinny.
You're not saying anything funny.
So you're in between?
Not to you. But look, we're going to talk one at a time, okay? I'm going to hold a conversation
real quick,
if you don't mind.
You don't make the rules around here.
If you don't mind, I'm asking. Do you mind? I'm asking like a lady.
You don't make the rules around it.
I'm not trying to. I'm asking. It's a difference.
No, you didn't ask. You said it.
I'm asking. I said, if you don't mind, may I hold a conversation with your guy? I said that. But you're so upset, you didn't hear me.
Now you're saying, if you don't mind.
Calm down. Why are you so angry?
I'm not hype. I'm not hype.
Yo.
You said not be fool.
Yo, I got a question, Minnesota. How often have you been, or actually, how long have you been calling the chat line for?
I've been calling chat line like off and on for about 2 years.
I can tell because it's in your speech. Like you got the why are you so mad? Because I know when I'm arguing.
I'm not nobody.
When
I've been saying why you so mad before.
It don't work.
It's the truth.
Nah.
I'm just all in fun.
That shit used to work. It used to work on me.
Right. You know what? You know it's all a frame of mind. When somebody say why you so mad, you gonna get even madder if you not smart enough to figure out why the fuck I'm saying that. I'm glad you got that figured out, but he hasn't conquered that yet, as you can see.
Like nigga said, you're still sitting here spinning your chat line game. It's all good.
Oh, I hurt your feelings, baby. Come here. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Come here, little boots. I'm sorry.
Oh, man, do you hear the accent?
It's
I'm loving the accent.
It's okay, Rover. You can
I'm sorry, boo-boo. Come here.
You can bend over another time.
I'm going to give you a kiss on the cheek.
I'll give you a snack later.
Come here with them, little boots.
I'll give you a Scooby snack later.
That's cool.
Okay, I'm going to hold you to that. I need that. I need to
cop
that from you.
I'll fill your dog dish later.
I need to cop that from you later. I'm going to hold you to that. Because I'm going to feed it to your ass later, you little dirty dog.
I'll fill your dog dish later.
Okay. I'm going to be waiting on it, boo-boo.
All right.
You mad at me?
I'm going to unshackle you from the boiler in a little bit.
I'm sorry.
Just be prepared to bend over and cook eggs. That's all I'm asking.
And cook eggs. Hey, speaking
you
of
sound
eggs,
like you want some fucking
sure,
eggs. Shut
sure,
up.
And make sure you got some links with them grits, too. I'm hungry than a motherfucker out
here. I'm hungry
than a motherfucker out here.
Straight up.
Yeah,
all right. Like
whatever.
Let's go, Shaq Diesel. Ah, the Diesel.
Whatever. You just can't handle
what
kind of personality in your territory.
So what you're saying is you would never get with a woman?
Man, hell no.
Why not?
I'm not attracted to women like you, not attracted to men.
All right, but what if you were sleeping and you just woke up?
Man, hell no, I wish a bitch would.
You just woke up with a tongue in your butt.
Hell no, I'm waking up fighting.
Word.
You're going to be like, that shit feel mad good. You're going to look
down. I mean, come on now. That's like me saying, what if you woke up with a tongue in your butt?
Nah. Well, from a,
right.
Nah.
I dig.
I mean, some women out here are not attracted to women. I don't know why guys think all women are attracted to women because there's a lot of fucking bisexuals running around here. I'm not attracted to women.
There's more lesbians than bisexuals. Don't get it twisted.
Well, I have a friend that's bisexual.
I ain't found one yet.
And she was with, like, a woman that looked like a man.
Niggas try to
come with a sexual
chick
he
had out here. Nasty.
I'll never be with a fucking woman. That's nasty.
Yeah. So nasty about it, man.
Do you like the idea of a man being with another man?
Stop answering questions with questions.
Shit, word. I'm gonna ask you first.
It's nasty because, for one, a woman shouldn't be touching on another woman. First of all, it's just disgusting.
I respect it. That's why I say I can never,
it's
ever,
all wrong.
Ever. That's why I can never, ever, 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 ever go to jail, bro. Like, I can't. No.
Jail ain't even like that.
What, are you crazy? Not the places I done been. Places I done been, niggas are trying. No, don't get it.
Niggas was trying to get that booty.
Niggas was trying to get the man.
They was trying to see what that little booty do.
I done seen niggas get knocked out. Like niggas had to get knocked out. And he got his manhood took him. Like, I don't mean to put homie on blast like that. But, you know, niggas had to, you know, niggas try to come at him from behind or whatever.
And he wasn't with it, so niggas knocked him out and took his manhood. Yeah, that's rough.
That's so nasty.
It is nasty, man. It is. I'm not with none of that, dog. I'll be that. Yo, that'll probably be me, nigga, knocked out, dead or something, laid in the bathroom, mad bloody. I'm not letting it go down. No way. No way. I'm gonna die.
Wow.
Word. I'm gonna die. What nigga think,
man, where's that other guy at?
Where that other guy?
Yo, E.
Where's that other guy?
Probably somewhere. He's probably somewhere flossing his teeth somewhere. Oh, well, should I say someone else's teeth?
Goodness gracious. That's crazy.
Women, if you disagree with this young lady right here, because she said, you know, it's nasty for women to be with women, and it's disgusting, this is Angry Bastard Radio. If you have something on your mind, freedom of speech is still in, and even if it wasn't in, you still can say what the fuck you want to say. Hit us up, 914-338-1782, if you're with it or not. Guys, call up if you want to hate on her for not being with it, or you want to agree with her.
Why do you want to hate on me on GP? Say that.
Yeah. Hey, just off GP.
Just like that other girl, remember? Why do you not like her? I don't know. I just don't like her.
Yeah, that was crazy. But they normally say when someone's hating on you because you're doing something right, people hate on me all the time.
What did Cat Williams say? I got to think about how to get more of these hoes hating on me by the end of the night.
You watching too much Cat Williams, girl.
I love him. That's my guy. I don't care what nobody say.
I know.
You hating on him when I said that.
I'm never hating on myself. That's my junior right there.
Junior.
Junior, get out of here.
That's my junior right there, man.
Yeah, right.
My son, Cat Daddy Williams, man. Come on, man. Come on, God. Oh, I thought that was that. What you call this shit? My bad. Hold on. Let me listen. Wait a minute. Oh, all right. I thought that was that bullshit ass Destiny Child shit. I'm playing that Poison on this show.
Poison. Some of those songs are all right.
Destiny Child negative.
Whatever. You always talking shit.
I got him, man. That's my job around here.
How old are you?
I'm just doing my job. I'm 24.
You're 24? You sound like a baby, too.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You are very, very welcome.
What happened?
I said you are very, very welcome.
Okay.
Oh, goodness gracious. My hair hurting.
What's your view? I don't know if y'all were talking or not, but as you can see, I just clicked back over. But, I don't know if fuck y'all talking or not. What is your view? What's your view on the whole love you, I love you thing?
Oh, boy. I love you. I love you.
Like, should you say it all the time or just once in a blue or not at all? Is it pointless? Because a lot of brothers, like my cousin, actually, he used to tell broads he loved them just to get it. Where'd she go?
I'm thinking, like, okay, when I... The guy that I'm, you know, that I'm with on and off. When I first got with him, I used to tell him all the time, like, oh, I love you. I used to tell him all the time. And then one day he was like he started getting annoyed by it, I think. So I stopped telling him. And then when I stopped telling his ass, he started complaining. What the hell?
You know what it is? It is what it do. It's like... A dude would rather you show love than you tell him you love him. You feel me? Well, I mean, that's how most niggas is.
Man, I show him love all the time. I tell him all the time. Because, you know, I want him to know that I love him, you know. Like, I love you, baby.
All right, so show the nigga that.
I just show him that, too. But, listen, I don't think you understand what I'm saying. When I stopped saying it to this man, when I stopped saying it because, you know, he was being annoyed by it, he starts, I need a woman to tell me I love, she loves me.
He's trying to feed his ego. That's all it really is in the end.
At first, he didn't want me to say it like that, but then when I stopped saying it, he wanted me to say it. Get the fuck out of here. Make up your mind.
Well, you know what? Your SD's right. It should come within. So if you want to say it, you're not going to stop because the other person doesn't react. You're going to just do it because you want to do it. That's what love is all about. You know what I mean?
I'm obsessed. I like it.
Just like my cousin, you can, what happened?
I said I'll show a chick before I tell her. I'm funny like that. That's just me.
Because it's like, you can tell somebody you love them so much and not mean a thing about it.
Yeah,
you
know
what I mean?
Come on.
You ever cheated on your man?
Man, hell no.
Never.
Never, not once.
I see. I wish there was more chicks out there in the world like you. Maybe I'd have someone right now.
I would never cheat on him. You know, he's cheated on me before. He ain't my man no more, so let's clear that up. He's not my man at this point in time. We broke up. But I never cheated on him. Even though he cheated on me, I call him red-handed cheating. Like,
whoa,
like I didn't catch the dick in the pussy.
Yeah, why I got it? Oh Lord, you caught the cock in the. Oh Lord, bad business.
No, so she didn't catch it like that.
But I caught it red-handed. I'm not lying.
So what happened?
Because, man, one day I was calling his phone, and this is a separate case. I mean, one day, this is what happened. I was suspecting that he was cheating on me, so all the time I had his password to his voicemail, you know. He didn't know I had that, you know. Trust me, your woman probably have your shit, too.
Negative.
You don't know.
Yeah, you're right.
So I was suspecting that he was cheating on me, so I got a hold to his password, to his voicemail. And I heard, like, a female on there, like, leaving him messages, so I got offended. I was at work, and I changed the voicemail, and I was like, yeah, this is such and such woman. If you're leaving this message for my man, he's not answering because he's with me, blah, blah, blah. You know, I get immature. That was immature, but I did do that. And the girl was on the phone. She was like, oh, bitch, you ain't his woman. You're his woman, but bitch, I'm at his house right now.
Mm.
Okay, so I was at work, so I locked up my computer, drove over to his house, and I was at knocking on the door because I heard somebody in there. And I was like, bitch, just open up the door. You know, you don't got to be scared. I just want to talk. So we had a conversation, and I was like, yeah, I'm his woman. I've been with him for 2 years. Why are you talking about you're his woman? He's at my house right now.
Wow.
Like, this fool was at my house, straight up, while he got a bitch at his house.
Wow.
See, I got the key to his house, too. That was crazy about it.
Wow.
I didn't have it with me at that point in time.
Ew. The stories is getting more disgusting. Ew.
Yeah.
Ain't that crazy, though? Yeah. I caught that fool red-handed.
That's disgusting. Ain't no way, no way. Hell no. You ain't getting the keys to me, Casa.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, wow.
He had the keys to my house. Me and been together for a long time. So
I was hoping that's not what she said.
She got the keys to the honeycomb.
In the honeycomb. That's horrible.
Ain't no honeycomb.
She got
if I was your woman, I have the key to your house, too.
Oh.
Hell no. You ain't got the keys to my house.
Okay, please. You don't know.
Wait.
You ain't got the
woman,
key.
I have the key.
I'm right back. First of all, I'm right back like I never left.
First off, he's back like he never left. Second off, he'll never, I'll never give the keys out to the Beehive.
Third of all, I'm gonna change your name from Lena to Tina because I'm about to beat that ass.
Whatever.
That's just how it goes. You know what I'm saying? I had to get fresh real quick, take a shower. I don't take a shower,
right,
you know. All right.
What's fourth of all?
Once a week shower.
What's fourth of all?
What's what?
What's fourth of all? You said third of all.
Word, nigga.
Oh no, you. We back and forth, brother. That's fourth of all. Is you.
Oh, fourth of all is me.
Yeah.
I wasn't even aware of that, but since now I am aware of that, I must say, fourth of all, light up.
Yeah, man, I'm already lit. Let's go. Off of Pookie.
There you go. There you go. Somebody come with that fifth now.
You smoke, Tina? Tina?
Yeah, I smoke.
Oh,
yeah?
Yeah, I got a light up for you.
Yeah, I just got through smoking about 20 minutes ago.
I got a light up for you.
Oh, you got done what? Smoking what?
Smoking what?
Smoking a pole? You finished smoking a pole just now?
Wesley Pipes?
Wesley Pipes. She knows who Wesley Pipes is.
Listen, I actually like, yo, you know what's funny? I like her because she can hang with the big dogs.
Yeah,
you know
I told you, man. I told you.
Whoa,
wait a minute. We can't really make that judgment yet because she hasn't met the whole family yet.
And we're not really, really going in on her. Like, really,
yeah, exactly.
Really, oh,
that's true.
I'm trying to cover it up because I like her.
Yeah, like,
she
so far she's liked right now. Just because she's liked, she's getting a pass right now. When we send her up, when the whole family gets in and the whole family
mm-hmm.
gets to her and she gets sent up, then she becomes a part of the crew.
Exactly.
She can only take one at a time. Isn't that what she said? She can only take light work.
Light work.
I ain't worried about it. I ain't gonna never let y'all get me.
I know, I dig.
Because I see how y'all, you know, I am the only lady talking right now. So
yeah,
I think it needs to be more females because I think y'all might try and gang up on me. But I'm not worried about it because I'll get y'all one by one.
That's what we like. That's what we like. We like a strong woman. We like a strong woman that can take from all angles. You feel me?
That's a little sexual.
I mean, I wasn't trying to go that you know that way, but you know.
Yeah, but I thought that was kind
all
of
all holes are ready to be filled. That's all I'm saying.
I'm answering for him. Yeah, it was.
I mean, you just you think, Nate, you think we some? Wait till 6-4 hit the phone.
Exactly.
Well, hold on. I'm about to see what's going on with this clam chowder face ass nigga.
Uh oh. This is the one. Like we all take a part in this, but this is the one. If you can handle this, it's a strong possibility you can handle anything.
He's doing. I'm not really even going in because you know I see she's able to handle her own with everyone else. So you know I feel like you know. I mean no, don't take any human judgment. Like I'm talking, this is a man's conversation. You know, you just sit on the sideline for 2 seconds. All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So, you know, I see she's able to handle her own with my dude. So, you know, she's my life. She got my you know, seal of approval. Now I just have to see what she looks like. That's the only thing that's missing right there.
Well, I think she has a MySpace.
MySpace.
I'm interested. I hate MySpace, and I hate all the internet shit. I get on there, but yeah, I got one, but I don't really be too much into that like that.
Cause I don't think anyone does MySpace.
I barely even know how to navigate MySpace. My little sister even made. Yeah, I'm really not into it like that.
It's all about mobile.
Honestly, I'm not into none of that internet shit, but I am
into
this radio show y'all got going on.
That's right.
It intrigues me more than all of that, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Hold on. What about
don't get too
porn?
Comfortable too soon, though.
Right.
Whatever.
Put your shoes back on.
No,
right.
They off. They
yeah,
off and they on your couch. Nigga, fuck your couch.
Yeah, I know that. I noticed that stink that was coming from down there.
Whatever. It was your breath.
I thought it was coming from the in between your toes.
It was your breath.
I'm just saying, everything else can come off, but your shoes have to stay on. What do you know about that?
Gotta stay on.
Whatever.
Your socks gotta stay on too.
No. Your shoes gotta stay on. I hate, man. I had a guy come over my house and take their shoes off, have my house smelling like Doritos. Man, if you go over a chick house, you know you better take a fucking shower or a bath first. And if you take your shoes off and you know your feet be stinking, just leave your shoes on. Make some excuse to not take them off.
But what happened to that for?
Hold on. What do you say? Have them smell like chitlins?
Smell like Doritos.
Doritos.
I thought I heard somebody say chitlins.
No, that was me. That's what I said, chitlins.
Chitlins, thank.
Smell like onion rings.
Damn, that's crazy.
I just made some bomb-ass spaghetti just now.
I know. Your mom just made some just now. It's tasting rather righteous.
Spaghetti. Green peppers.
Now I'm about to bless her with long cock so she can go to sleep right tonight. Make sure she goes to sleep nice and right, man. I don't want to hear her barking in the morning. And they got to fill up her with dog water.
Dog water?
Let me
ask
the toilet bowl.
I got to call you guys back.
Yeah.
Of course. Well, I'll talk to you tomorrow then.
No, I have to talk my girl in, dude.
All right. Yeah, I just sent her home too, so all right.
That's what I'm saying. Watch the scene out of her drawers, you know what I'm saying? I'd have her with a little scope, and then I'd give her a kiss on the mouth.
Wash your stains out of drawers? Okay.
You know how it goes, man. No, you know it before, right?
We know if you was in jail, you'll be braiding hair.
Oh, shit.
I'll be what?
You'll be braiding hair.
Who's hair? Her hair? Her pubic hair?
No, he said if you was in jail, he knows you'd be braiding hair.
Yeah, you're definitely
braiding hair.
Yeah, you'll be braiding hair. You'll be doing the medicine dance with one foot in the shitty toilet bowl.
Okay. I mean, I'm not gonna deny that. I'm not gonna deny that. That's why I wouldn't never want to go there. So I'm gonna do my best to stay out of there.
I hear you, girl. I feel you. I respect it because I'm the same way. I mean, I can't say that niggas are having me doing the medicine dance in a shitty toilet. Like, I'm a type of nigga that I'll do what I can to prevent any harm thing being harm done to me, like, to my fullest extent. Like,
right.
That's the type of nigga. Like, now, I mean, I ain't gonna say I'm out here knocking niggas out and shooting niggas, cutting niggas and all that. Like, no, I mean, that's not me. I don't go out looking for that shit. I'm the most humble nigga you come across. But, you know, that situation after that happened to back yourself out, and it's like, yo, do this or whatever. I'm willing to take this or whatever, dog, because I ain't doing that, fam. Like, real talk, I'm going to have real talk with you real quick. I'm going to ask you, I'm gonna say this, and then I'm going to ask you what you would have done in this situation.
Okay.
Feel me?
When keeping it real goes wrong.
Yeah, this is, I mean, this is real talk, bunk. I mean, I'm out here in Stapleton or whatever. This is Stapleton when there was no cameras in the project, you feel me?
Yeah.
So, I'm out here with my mans or whatever, we chilling in the peas or whatever, we chilling, everything's all good. At least I thought everything was all good. So, I'm just looking at other niggas' movements, because, like, I know a few people out here, so if I feel something's wrong, I'm going to definitely reach out, like, yo, what's going on? Let me know what's happening, like, you know what I mean? So, of course, the situation presents itself. Bomb, so now I'm like, yo, listen here, man. I reach out to my son. Like, yo, what's really going on now here? Niggas seem like they out to get niggas. It's like, yo, you ain't got nothing to do with it. But your man, we can't, like, you know what I mean? We can't speak for him. So I'm like, oh, Lord. So you know me. I'm trying to avoid, like, yo, chill, that's my dog. Know what I mean? Leave him alone. Know what I mean? All this down the third. Like, he's like, nah. Because if you got the whole project on your ass, like, they on your ass. Like, know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I can't stop a whole bunch of niggas from doing what they doing. If it's a couple of niggas, maybe I can reason with someone I know. But, you know, it was what it was. So niggas roll up on son. I'm telling them, like, yo, get out of here. Like, yo, it's not, this is not the spot for you to be right now. Like, yo, like, it's time to roll out. He's like, nah, I'm good. I'm like, all right. So niggas roll up on him, like, yo, give it up. I'm not giving nothing up. Niggas snuffed him. So boom, he hit the floor, he get up. Niggas back out on him. Niggas is like, listen here, man. Stripper or else, nigga. Boy, let's tell you that man left the projects naked. That man left the projects naked. Like, that man left them projects naked in his socks. Like,
was it cold outside?
I mean, nah, it wasn't cold outside. It wasn't cold outside.
How far do you live?
He lived. Since this nigga E lives out here, this nigga lived in New Brighton, dog. If this nigga E's even on the phone anymore.
I take it that's a hike.
It's a little hike.
Yeah, ass naked. It's a very hike.
But this nigga E hung up or something?
Nah, he clicked over.
Oh, I don't know. So, what would you have done in that situation? Like, me? In that situation, like, if I was on the other end, if I was my dude, like, when my son was telling me to get up out of there, God, I would have got up out of there, fam.
But wait a minute. Did the person say, get out of here while he was rolling?
I told the nigga, like, yo, nigga, is this about to, I mean, move a movement your way, God? I think you need to get off of the set.
Oh, so you called him?
No, he was. I was right there with him.
Oh.
So it's like, I'm telling him, like, yo, just leave, dog. Like, leave, my nigga. Like, leave, dog.
Oh, I would have bounced.
Like, know what I mean? I'm telling him, leave. Like, nah, we out here. Like, know what I mean? I'm like, God. I'm like, listen, man. Like, I know niggas. Like, I know these niggas. Like, know what I mean? So I ain't got no beef with none of these niggas. Like, obviously, you got beef with niggas. I ain't bring you out here. You was like, let's come out here.
Uh-huh.
Like, come on, dog. Like, I ain't fighting them peas. Now I got beef with those peas because I wanted to try to pop off with you. I could have died. I would have fucking would have died over there with you, nigga.
Yeah.
I don't know about stripping, fam. I'll run before I strip.
Yeah.
But yeah, the nigga trying to make him strip, but you know what I mean? The nigga ran. They was clapping at the nigga. He was running and shit. Fuck that. That's the story you gonna get.
Well, for you?
Yeah, y'all nigga asked these, y'all. The niggas backed him in. They want the nigga strip, y'all. The nigga just ran, y'all. Niggas was clapping at him and shit.
So, wait. They had a big brother or little brother?
Oh, it was definitely big brother in the building.
Wow.
It was
and, wow, family. Big brother.
Family. It was a family affair in the building.
Really? So, when he saw that, that's what made him strip.
Yeah, God.
Oh. Yeah, I think I would have took a bullet for that, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't want
to. You have to shoot me, nigga. You have to prove to me that you really about it. You
yeah,
really
like,
want
I don't, to I don't like, then if I come across a real nigga, I don't want to die because I ain't want to give up what I got. Or, like, it's one thing. Like, if a nigga run up on me with the strap or whatever and he's like, give it up, like, I respect the jokes. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I respect it. Like, all right, no doubt. You got the slam and you got the drop on me. You got me, son. Like, hey, take it. Like, you know what I mean? Shit ain't worth my life, nigga. Like, know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you got it, my nigga. But
if they did that to me, I just give it to them, too.
Yeah,
I'll be like, look at the little groupie. They want my stuff.
Oh, no, you trying to entice
niggas. See, you trying to entice
I'll be like, they walking around. Oh, look, they walking around with my clothes on.
Now you're trying to entice niggas. That's the type of slang that gets you shot around here. Trying to entice the stick up kids around here. Don't do that around here. Some of them niggas that rob you and still pop you.
I'm glad I barely got to deal with that type of stuff. Neither,
but like, you never.
Because I don't want to deal with nothing like.
Never know when niggas get hungry. Niggas get hungry at any moment, anywhere.
Well, I'm gonna tell you like this. Sure, I don't think no guy would want to do that to me. No way.
Hey.
They might have intentions on it, but if they see me, they'll want to hug me instead of rob me.
Oh, yeah.
They'll want to hug me. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That was funny, though. Yeah, that was funny.
So, yeah. Like, who would want to rob me? I don't know nobody that want to rob
somebody,
me.
Some hungry nigga that needs to get his weight back up.
Yep.
Gotta be willing to rob anything. I know y'all, I'm telling you.
I'm glad I've never been through nothing like that, because
it's twisted. There's niggas out there. I know niggas that'll run up all niggas, tie niggas' babies up for that money. Like, it's real.
Wow.
It's real, girl. Like, I was just talking to this old head earlier. Like I don't want to sound like, you know, like I'm, you know, cocky and I'm full of myself and all that. He's like, yo, I be noticing, like, he be having, like, you know, mad, like, pictures and shit of, like, females in your phone or whatever, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, yeah, whatever. Like, he's like, yo, so he's talking, he's like, how can I get, like, you? I'm like, me? I'm like, dog, I'm like, you something years old, dog. I'm only, like, 20-something, my nigga. Like, what is you talking about? Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, yo, you live a different lifestyle than me, my dog. Like, you own your own house. You fucking got a career. Like, you're set for the next however so many years. Like, I'm in these streets. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's a recession going on, and I feel it. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
Like, and I feel it so hard. Like, a nigga got a grind for his head. Like, you know what I mean? And through the process of that grind, like, certain shorties be feeling that street mentality. Certain shorties be feeling that certain swag a nigga be having about him. And that's what get some women or whatever, and that's what I'm basically telling this nigga. Like, I can't tell you how to get women, my nigga. Like, you just gotta have that swag within you. Like, you could do whatever you want, nigga. You could walk wherever you want, nigga. Like,
We can walk wherever we want.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? And, like, and to me, I think most women fucking feel a nigga like that. I could be wrong. I don't know. I could be wrong. But I see the female isn't disagreeing with me, so I feel I'm right. You feel me?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Just had to have real talk real quick.
Yeah, real talk.
You know, I do. I try to do real talk every day. You ain't put the beat on or nothing. But
I ain't put the beat on or nothing, man. Damn, my bad.
Ain't nothing.
You got another one?
I mean, come on, son. I can't be giving out all the real talk in one session, and niggas might be hungry for real talk.
Give me a little preview so I can let her in on what it is.
I mean, if she listens to the archives, she'd know what that real talk be like.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to what?
The archives, baby. The archives, baby.
Two shows ago.
Okay.
We're trying to switch it up around here. We're going to start playing Willie Nelson music in this bitch.
Yeah, we're going to stop doing that shit, too.
The Rhinestone Cowboy.
Like a Rhinestone Cowboy.
Start switching it up. We're going to start getting the white fans, man.
Mm-hmm.
Get the white fans. When the white fans embrace us, we good, man.
Yeah, when you get the white fans, oh, yeah.
It's time to go. It's time to go. Worldwide, we get the white fans, man.
Yup. They're like Angry Bastard. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Angry Bastard.
Uh-huh.
Who is single and who is taking in this one?
Just take a guess. Hold on. Just take a guess.
I think you're taking. No,
for
I think
me?
You're single.
Hold on now. Get your facts straight.
You're single. I think you're single.
All right.
And I think you are taken.
Well, no, I'm actually single, but my heart is taken.
Woo, that nigga's smooth.
Whatever, that means taken.
No,
I'm a single with a dollar bill. Straight up.
Single with a dollar bill. No, I'm actually single at the time. At the present moment.
You single at the time, but you're in love with someone?
Yeah. It is that, you know, things didn't work out. So we need our space. And then,
how,
yeah,
many
I don't
years,
want to,
how many years of space do you need? Don't know.
I hope it ain't one of them cases. What does that mean?
Hold on. Y'all gotta eat. Y'all gotta drink eggnog mixed with mug root beer.
Oh man.
That shit
eggnog.
Was good.
Eggnog.
Huh?
Eggnog.
Eggnog, I'm telling you.
I love eggnog.
Yeah, eggnog is that movement.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how many years it's gonna take.
Mix some Malibu with that, you good.
Yeah.
So how long you been single?
For about 3 months.
Oh, that's.
And you know, I'm going. I never met the girl.
What the fuck? That's so weird.
Oh wow.
That nigga been single for years.
Yeah, hell yeah, pretty much.
Keep it hood.
So what about you?
Same thing. I ain't have a female in a minute, dog.
Hey, cause he's in a wheelchair.
Yeah, I'm in a wheelchair. Okay.
You want some sympathy, coochie?
Huh?
You weren't gonna get none anyway.
Ooh.
I mean, I'll let you worry about that. Like, if you believe I don't get coochie, okay, I understand.
I didn't ever say that. I was just cracking a joke.
She said that you're not going to get none of her.
I asked you that you want some sympathy, coochie, and then you said.
Sympathy, coochie?
Sympathy.
I didn't hear all that part. I didn't hear all that. I mean, damn, like, there got to be sympathy, pussy. Like, I just can't. I just can't get some trim. Like, what's good? I mean,
some cutty?
Like, I just can't get some cutty just because, like, you know.
I know this one guy in a wheelchair.
I'm not in a fucking wheelchair.
Yo, make sure y'all tune in tomorrow for Latin Thursdays.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to be here tomorrow. I might have a couple haters on me.
Don't get slapped. Latin Thursday. I'm not sitting around listening to that.
Yeah, I know. I already told the audience that y'all niggas probably won't call up because y'all don't want to listen to that shit. But we'll be live from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., possibly 9. Hit us up on myspace.com/angry. myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. And for the callers on the phone, stay on the phone. You're now part of the Extra Edition. And this is where we just don't do no format. We just talk about whatever fuck we want, but then we always do that. But today's show was the actual topic, but now it's back to whatever the fuck you want. We're not live right now, but it's recording. So those of you that downloaded, be happy you downloaded because I'm talking too much. I'm high, so I'm just gonna shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Yo, continue your story. What the fuck y'all talking about?
I don't even know what he's talking about anyway, but I'm hitting this blunt right now. So I go to bed. I remember I didn't like smoking by myself. Now I love smoking by myself. Somebody asked for some of my shit, I get mad.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. You remember back in the day, you ain't used to like smoking by yourself because you don't like being all blowed and shit by yourself.
Nah, fuck that. I'll be good.
Mm-mm. Now I only want to smoke by myself. I don't want nobody else. all up on me.
I smoke with niggas or without niggas. It don't matter.
Mm-mm. I like smoking. I smoke with people, but they better have their own shit.
See, selfish motherfucker.
Forget that. I'm tired of providing for people.
They ain't gotta be providing. The motherfucker ain't got it that time. You got the nigga. So when the nigga got it next
man,
time,
hell
got
nah.
Next time
sometimes
got
the people I hang around, either they got their own shit or they don't never have none.
Oh,
it's one or the other.
Oh, so yeah, that hurts.
Mm-hmm. She like my cousin. I got this one cousin, and man, we was smoking and we was drinking and stuff. And I had two shots, and I like I could smoke a half a blunt to myself before I'm like fucked up, you know. And she up there, girl, has you fucked up? All you had was two shots and a half a blunt. I'm like, damn, bitch, I don't sit around and deep throat fucking bottles all night.
Hey, yeah, I'm gonna play a quick track for this. Is a quick track, you know. SD, please hold on, you know, because if you hang up, you won't be able to call back. But
you know what I'm gonna say?
What? No.
Oh my
yeah.
God.
I mean, you can say it throughout the whole thing. I mean, it doesn't really matter. Fuck it. But this song is going out for the show that we just got done airing, and that was Wet and Wild.
I knew it. It's
midnight.
Well,
it was an old school trap.
It's midnight love song. Midnight love. It's peaches and cream in the
fabulous.
Season.
112. Peaches and cream. Know what I mean?
I mean. New shit, new shit. We'll rebath the radio.
Oh, man, you haven't done that. Haven't paid this.
Yeah. Ma can't get enough. I'm a fiend for peaches. I don't freak day wear from limousines to beaches. The kids well known by deans and teachers. Is that player we even scored in between the bleachers? Chicks used to be seen and speechless. How they talk cause the X5 got so many screens and features. That's why I do Marines on each wrist. Look, it's the F-A, the B-O, the L-O-D-U-S.
Let me tell you what I wanna do. Let me show you that I feel to you. Wanna sex, wanna ride with you. Wanna taste, wanna put my lips all over you. Can't get enough of you. Always thinking of you. So sweet, so very wet. So good, girl, you make me sweat. That's right. Know what I mean? Peaches and cream. I need to cut you more than I'm a fiend. Girl, you taste so good to me. Oh, oh. I never thought that I would be so addicted to you. Underneath, on the side of you. Better yet, baby, inside of you. Love the way you're just slowing down. And I can feel it all around. In the front, in the back of you. Ooh, I love the taste of you. Girl, you know what
come
I'm talking about.
Come on.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Fetch
out, fetch out. Nigga, P. Diddy.
Know what I mean?
112.
F-A-V-O-L-O.
Meet me in room uno doce. You know mose. It's even better when it's with ice cream. Know what I mean? I ain't with the ordinary. I get the strawberry straight to the hole with my shit like Marbury. Never down with a quickie, and it ain't no secret. I'm trying to strip you down to your picky. Some girls be tweaking, believing. I'm looking for a freak in the morning, a freak in the evening. I do more than kiss me on my cheek when I'm leaving. To change the way a man's speaking and breathing. Sugar, I know you love some cream in your coffee. I give it to you till you scream, get them off me. Your pants is up now. A minute ago, you were shaking like you were doing that dance from uptown. Oh.
That's right. Girl, you are so
nigga, DJ Clue talks too fucking much.
That's your name.
that shit means.
I could have played that Go Hard in the hole, man, if you wanted some shit like that, man.
Oh, yeah,
I
well. Go get Go Hard in the hole.
Man,
who's that burping like E-40?
That's SD.
Man, yeah, stop lying, man. Keep it a funky, man. Keep it official, man.
fuck it, that's me.
Peaches and cream.
I got
Do you eat pussy?
I got
oh, yeah.
Something for you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm for you. Want to hear a track for the ladies? I got something for you. Ah, hold on.
You hear the laugh?
See if we can pull it up from the archives here, brother.
Archives.
Y'all
hey, Shorty, you over there blazing.
That niggas is ready.
Man, I put it out. I'm fucked up.
This is for y'all. This is for the ladies, man. Well, matter of fact, he did the track for the ladies. I got the track for the hoes. You feel me? Mm-hmm. I know. This is my son, Sheik Rooch, man.
Oh, wowzer.
Yeah, that's right. Wowzer. This is my son, Sheik Rooch, man. We go hard on the hoe.
Hey, yo, the bitch said, Sheik, why you got a tattoo of a $100 bill on your dick? I said, baby, because I like to play with my money. You know what I mean? And you know I like to watch my money grow. And anytime you want, you can come around here and blow $100.
Oh, I go hard.
Yeah, look, you're a captain. No black card on the hoe. Nah, Sheik nasty. I'm in a single on the hoe. He's drunk. She ain't even coming if she ain't ready to blow. You hear me, bitches? Listen, I go hard. I fuck him, then I leave him. I'm
a man type of hoe.
Niggas mad. I mastered the art of a hoe. I got a life-size skeleton chart of a hoe. With your little-ass body and big-ass butt. Get your doofy-ass down and drink this nut. It's 4 in the morning, bitch running around the hall. Talking about shit smelling like balls. Talking about she ain't letting nobody in. Quarter coming out of her room smelling like shit. Got gas for myself, get a pistol of vodka. Said she like Star Wars. I told her, come Chewbacca. I'm a nasty nigga. A bitch, know what you want.
Uh-huh.
Nah, I'm good. Go ahead, baby. That's your blunt. You don't give every nigga head on the curb. You want to come around my click and pass your herb?
No.
I don't think so, bitch. I go hard.
Yeah.
Every nigga that I'm with got to fuck that hoe.
Yeah.
I knock the balls off that bitch camel toe. I got 3 mini ball bottles in that hole. She said, that's nothing. She passed them all low. I told y'all bitches I go hard. Why you think they lined up at my motherfucking show? Niggas try to come in, niggas get shot. Only D block getting up in that quad. If I'm fucking with you, cool, but chances I'm not. And I ain't acting up, I'm just letting y'all know. I told y'all bitches I go hard.
Shout out to Music Mania, Broadway, New Jersey. My man Brian Cleveland, Extreme in Maryland.
What you thought of that song?
That song was actually hot. I was feeling that. He's very talented to come up with a song like that.
That boy is very talented. I'm actually a female though. Female, what did you think about that song?
That song was all right.
I go hard on the hoe.
Hard on the hoe.
My son Sheik is crazy, man.
So, let's ask questions.
Oh, yeah, I don't know questions.
Y'all always, always asking me questions and putting me on blast. So I really haven't had an opportunity to ask y'all questions.
Because you don't ask the questions around.
And y'all can ask these questions at your own risk.
Oh, Lord.
At your own will.
I believe that.
Not directed personally to anyone. Okay, so how many pussies have you licked?
Let's see. I have 20 partners.
And so how many of those 20?
Huh?
How many out of those 20 have you licked on?
I have to say maybe like 5.
That's a pretty low number.
than this.
I should lower than that.
Cause not every, yeah, cause not everybody can get that shit.
That's pretty low for a guy.
I should lower than that.
How many?
Oh,
are you?
Three. Fuck that. three is the magic number.
Three is the magic number.
Three? Unbelievable.
Yeah,
for God.
Why? What are you, disappointed?
No, I'm not disappointed. I was thinking like...
I guess she doesn't believe niggas.
No, I was thinking like, you know, seeing that you guys had an outrageous number of partners.
Don't say you guys. I never put a number in the air, so...
Well, you never put a number in the air because you're secretly a hoe.
No comment.
Yeah, no comment.
Exactly.
I don't have a comment for that.
You don't have a comment because I can read between lines. You don't have to have
there
a
ain't
comment.
No lines to be reading between.
You don't say a number because you're secretly a whore.
I'm not, no, it's not that. I'm not the type of nigga that put my shit on First Street.
Whatever.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Somebody be busting down on a regular.
I know.
It's okay. So, 20 girls. You only clicked on 5 of them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, only 5.
That's right, right there. I ain't never say no number.
You ain't gonna say no number, but you won't tell us how many you fucked, but you'll tell us how many you licked. That just let me know that you probably fucked a lot of girls.
Oh,
but
shit.
You probably just didn't lick on all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Come on now. I know what it
that,
is.
That's a pretty good educated guess. A good hypothesis.
That's what you call a hypothesis. Exactly.
A good hypothesis. I mean, I know what it's called. I'm just high.
Exactly.
I'm just
my
high.
Thing,
I don't feel like looking like I'm white.
You're going to say how many you licked on, but you're not going to say how many you freaked on. A little slap back.
He said,
Do I smell a whore?
I don't know.
Okay, so Wayne, what's your numbers looking like? You ain't tell us.
I was going to come back with a witty punchline, but I'm not even going to do it.
Come on, dog. Don't be holding no punches, nigga.
You know, I was going to come up with a slick punchline, but, you know, I don't feel like arguing right now. Too high for
come on. I like it.
Well, what I was going to say was, when you said, do you smell a whore, what I was going to say was, I don't know, how about you duck your head between your legs? That's what I was going to say.
I duck my head between my legs, but you have to move yours first.
I wasn't in the mood to, you know.
Right back at you instantly.
No, what you know.
quick on my toes. Too quick for that one. So.
you think you was. It's okay, though.
You like that. You like when I be making them snappy-ass comebacks.
Come on
now.
Like, you hate yourself?
Yeah, you like it. You love it.
I love it. Wow.
You want to hug it.
Not only is this girl getting comfortable, she's making her own glasses of liquor.
Glasses of liquor?
Yeah.
A glass of Patron.
Wait, that's what you're drinking? I'm lost. Never mind.
Hold on for a second, okay?
Yeah.
I'm lost like a motherfucker. Yo, dog, what's up with this chat line, nigga?
Oh, Lord.
It's good, nigga. You trying to go in? This is American donut, nigga. Let's go.
I'm not in the mood to really...
Oh, you're not in the mood?
Air nobody out right now.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God, man. This is crazy.
I'm going to do some airing now, but I don't feel like doing no airing out right now.
Wait, what happened behind my back?
Ain't nothing happened behind your back, G.
Yeah, what happened? You came back and said, oh, my Lord. Like, what happened?
Because, man, I'm about to be harassed in about 5 minutes, and this is not cool.
Harassed by who?
Man, my ex-boyfriend.
All right, don't let none of that shit linger around on this show.
Well, what happened?
He just, man, he just thirsty and shit.
Whoopsie. Thirsty.
Shut
what do you mean?
Skip to my
He won't stop calling once he gets started.
All right, so just fucking give him some phone sex and then put him to sleep.
Man, I ain't giving him shit. Like that dude, like that.
Some phone sex will be all right.
That's why he's my ex. You can give him some phone sex? No.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like phone sex?
I never had it. Give him some midnight love.
You had phone sex before. You would have never mentioned the shit. Why you be fronting on the radio and shit like? I mean, damn, this supposed to be keep it real. You know what I'm saying? Keep that shit real. You fronting on the radio and shit. You had phone sex before.
Anyway, like I was saying before.
Look, he always trying to keep that shit on the low. Everybody had phone sex. I don't care what nobody.
What on the low show? You like? I don't even know you. Like you said before.
Like, you are trying to keep it on the low. Like, you'll be asking me questions and
stuff. I'm not even arguing with this chick anyway.
And I'll be honest, I'm not arguing, I'm just talking. Come on now, why are you always getting offended about
it?
Right,
why am I? Who's getting offended?
Damn!
I told you that chat line talk don't work with me.
Man, you keep saying that, but I think you should figure something else to say because it's just talk.
I think both of y'all
always say stuff to me, you know. But if I say something back to you, specifically you, you get offended.
You're the victim over here, that's why.
I'm never no victim. What are you talking about?
You're the victim around here.
You want me to be a victim.
And you is a victim. Like,
well, why don't you start abusing me, then call me a victim?
Ooh, yeah, let's go.
You've been abused already. Niggas threw you back already to the wolves already. The fuck is you talking about?
No, I made you mad. I'm sorry. Look at over there. Right here she go again.
Yo. Shorty's wildin', dog.
That shit doesn't pull you.
Sorry,
I'm
a man. Sorry.
Doesn't do anything. That doesn't.
I'm sorry. Come here. Let me get you. Come here.
I don't know what you think that is doing.
Let me get you a kiss. Come here. I'll make it up to
that
you.
That doesn't do anything.
You never had phone sex. Come here. Let me get you.
No.
Let me make you feel good.
Okay.
Sorry.
Sounds like the classic case of someone needing to unsolicit anything.
Sorry. I made you mad.
This chick is a corn.
A corn. She called her a corn.
I'm so mad at me.
You need to dust off your chat line game because it's getting old.
Come here. Why are you so mad? I don't even hardly be on the chat line, so you can think of something more unique to say than that, because that's what you... All right,
So switch your game up.
It's repetitive.
Switch your whole game up. Switch your whole game as an average.
This is my personality.
Your whole personality is an ad-lib.
You love it because you know why I'm going to tell you love it?
Your whole personality is an ad-lib.
Because I always got you on some type of emotional roller coaster.
You think so?
Like, I get you mad. I get you annoyed.
Like I said, obviously, you don't know me around here. Like I said, you don't know me around
One
here.
Minute you'll do this to me sexually, and you'll do that to me. The next minute, you're upset with
yeah.
me.
You're a whore.
Yeah, you
One
love
minute,
it.
I see, exactly. One minute, I see you as a whore. Then the next minute, I see you as someone different. That all.
You loving it, whatever it is.
Yeah, I'm loving your horniness.
You loving it. Look at that, nigga.
I'm loving your horniness. You're right.
You loving it. Why are you so offended by me? Why do I bother you so much?
Am I offended by you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It was a question.
Anyway.
Well, let me answer the question. Give it to me.
You don't ever get bothered or offended by anything I say, do you?
Oh, no.
But you can see, as you can see, your friend is emotional.
Okay, I'm emotional. Okay.
You are.
Oh, boy.
It really doesn't
matter what she says, because in the long run, she's the corn out here, and, you know, I'll let her think that, you know, she got it right now.
Come here. If I got it, then give it to me. Wink.
Yeah, let's go.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Nobody is impressed.
Let's go.
You are. You were the only one who said something like that.
I
so that
am not
you
impressed.
Yes, you are. You loving it.
You are just like any other female that came through here.
Why are you so mad?
Why am I mad?
Let's talk about that. Let me be your counselor right now.
Why am I mad? Now she wants to be a media. Oh, boy.
I'm trying to get to the bottom of the problem.
Now this is Dr. Phil. Oh, boy.
This is Mrs. Phil.
You're making me
Let me feel
you're
inside
making,
of your brain
actually,
to see.
You're actually making me want to go to sleep right now. You're putting me to sleep.
Oh, I'm not putting you to sleep. You want me to put you to sleep, but that wouldn't happen.
Hey, I want you to put me to sleep.
You're so silly.
The more she's just exposing her.
I like harassing him. You know why I do? Because it bothers him.
I'm glad you think it bothers
That's
him.
That's why I never pick on you. Because it don't bother you. You don't give a shit what I say.
The more you talk, the more you expose your hornets. That's why I keep doing what I'm doing.
That's a new word. I like that word. I'm going to have to use that.
You can think
I'm a hornet.
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 You think I'm mad right now, but I'm mad. I'm too high to be mad. You sound stupid.
You sound a little slow motion right now.
Man, that weed, I had you going. I don't smoke that dirt shit.
Don't throw names, nigga.
I smoke that shit that puts you in the zone. So right now, everything you're really saying is kind of irrelevant. So, you know.
I don't think you high. I think you sad about it.
You talk. Okay, I'm sad. All right, you're right. I am sad.
you sound like you're sad about it.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sad.
Just because you get so emotional when I talk to you, I'm going to fuck with you all the time. Whenever I call him.
Oh, wow.
I mean, congratulations.
Thank you. I am, because he gets so emotional. I like it. I like your emotional side. Most guys, they try to conceal that shit, but I like your emotional side. You really like to show all of your feelings.
It's okay.
Not really.
It's okay. You like me. All right.
I like for you to choke yourself. That's about it.
It's all right. You like me. I understand.
You like me.
I understand.
Whatever. My tummy hurt when I think about you.
Yo, would you fuck a chick that is ugly as hell but has a fat ass?
It's a good question, man. It's a good fucking question, man.
You know he would. He's a secret whore.
You know, it depends, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, it really depends. Depends on the situation. That all.
Yeah, why is she coming at you, dog?
I don't even know, dog. Like, it is. Like I said, you know, it is what it is.
I told you why.
But like I was saying before, it depends on the situation. it depends on the situation, my nigga. You feel me?
Yeah. And they got this new show. Oh, wait, hold on. I mean, come check out my... Hold on now. The fuck is this bitch at? They got this new site on the internet called FUBAR. And it's like a MySpace, but it's the adult version.
Oh, boy.
This shit is jumping.
Jumping.
Yep. Oh, you fucking corn shit, you bastards. Yo, I actually like this show today. This show was a shit.
Mm.
This show was a shit every day, though. And then you brought your old pretty ass over here. Kinda a fight. Yeah, the whole time I thought SD was in the fucking room.
Huh?
But then
huh?
I thought SD was in the room the whole time, but he actually, he wasn't. But I thought he was. When you was arguing with Puerto Rico.
That wasn't me, that was her. Don't you think that was her? Just keep it real, though.
Well, yeah, because she actually started it, yeah.
She started it, but she couldn't finish it, so. She dished it, but she couldn't take it. And, you know, I'm not even like that. You know, I'm cool as hell with everybody. I don't have no problem with nobody. I talk shit. Yeah, we all talk shit, but I don't just come out of the side of my neck with somebody. And then when they come back at me, you know, I get offended and angry and shit. I just think it's all in fun.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But I always got people like females like, you know, at me for no particular reason all the time.
Sound like me.
You at me for a reason, so let's keep it real.
I'm not even at you. I'm not,
yeah.
Obviously, you just misinterpret what I just said.
Come here,
right.
Little emotional.
It's all right, though, Rover.
Hey, little roller coaster.
Yo, why is she coming at you, dog?
I like you. I told you that already. Like,
whatever. You think I like you?
You
secretly like me. Matter of fact, you don't even speak to
what
me
kind
like
of, what kind of comeback is that?
Who said it's a comeback? It's the truth.
You,
it doesn't have to be a comeback.
First off, I never even seen you. I don't know what you look like.
So what? You don't have to see me.
Yeah,
you feeling some kind of way behind a phone and shit.
Oh, my Lord.
you got hearts all over the world
like
behind
the
phone.
I like to hear her talk now because now she sounds stupid when she talks.
Whatever. Hearts all over the world tonight.
Keep
play that song. Can y'all play that? I want to request that.
Keep talking
to me. I want to request it. I want to request it now.
Now.
Keep talking
to me. Hey, hearts all over the world. What's good? How are you?
Little dog, why'd she come at you like that?
We call that coming at me. Oh, man.
Or at least trying.
Yeah, you know. It's an attempt.
I've heard better.
That's just me. Like, honestly, I've heard better.
Like, I heard better. Get out of here. Whatever.
Believe me, I've heard better.
Whatever. Hey, heart.
It is what it is. Congratulations.
That's what I call you for now on. Heart.
Congratulations.
And you know, though, every time she is on here, you know she's going to fuck with only you right now, right?
I mean, that's what we want. That's what we want.
I like focusing on him. That's heart.
Well, yeah, let's go.
That's what
I come in tomorrow, I'm going to say, hey, is Heart here?
Oh,
hey, Heart.
Heart.
All over the world tonight.
The more she'll expose her cones. So
okay. Hey, hearts.
Do you wear panties?
Do I wear panties?
Yeah. Or better question, what type of panties do you wear? When you wear them?
I have all kinds. I have boy shorts. I really wear those the most. I have thongs. I have all kinds, like varieties, you know?
Yeah.
That's crazy to ask that. So what do you wear? Do you wear boxers or boxer briefs?
I free ball.
Oh, goodness. Nasty.
I'm not nasty because I free ball.
free ball.
Free ball.
Hearts, what do you Hearts, what do you wear, Hearts?
You said they run up on you.
Word.
Word. That'd be fucking crazy.
Hearts, do you wear tidy whities?
Oh, man.
Hey, Hearts. Aww.
Yo, dog. She trusts me out when she says that shit, dog. That on shit.
I'm sorry, Heart. Hearts, can you forgive me? Damn,
yo.
I pissed off another person,
yeah.
Man.
Very
Heart, do you forgive me? Just say yes or no.
Nah, he's taking him for phone pussy.
I apologize. Smoke's on my mind.
This girl's turning into a clown. It was all right.
Yo, give him some phone pussy. And he'll forgive you.
He want to lose his virginity to me. His phone virginity.
Oh, shit.
He not ready for that yet. You think his heart's all over the world tonight? Shit. If he do that, it's going to be hearts all over. All over the galaxy.
All over the galaxy.
Chick is so lame.
Hey, hearts. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm quick. I'm sorry, for real.
Oh, man, yo. She got that. Ah. Oh. That voice just, he's going to grab her by her neck and just nut all over her face.
You're so trifling. I feel like stabbing you.
Word.
Why'd you say that?
The gooey face.
I feel like slapping the brakes off your ass.
Slapping the brakes.
That's embarrassing for you to say that.
Word. Everybody likes Beyonce. What the fuck is going on?
Everybody likes Beyonce?
Yeah, what the fuck is that one about?
Beyonce cool.
I just want to cream her butt.
What?
Hey, yo, y'all ready for the chat line? I mean, SD, if you don't want to scream off, you know, like, holler at nobody.
I'm not even in no scream no more.
Yeah, just you know, play low key. 9 times out of 10, SD always end up, you know, someone says something stupid, and then he has to come in and chin check him real quick.
SD.
I haven't even begun to start chin checking.
Hmm.
I'm sorry, bull. Come here.
What's this girl talking about? Oh, man.
Let's kiss and make up.
Somebody find this girl's parents.
Why I'm so mad at me.
Where's this kid's parents?
Where's this kid's parents?
At home, sleep.
Oh, nah, your mom, she's your mom.
My mother
actually,
and my father
actually,
is
actually, sleep. Your mother's actually here. My bed, sleep. I'm about to wake up with that.
Boy, my mom will turn your baby ass out.
Nah, I just twisted her out. She ain't turning me out. You well?
Turn your baby ass out.
Mother,
you've got the American
donut.
Your room number is here in the lobby. For the front rooms, press 1.
Continue as I was on.
Yeah, I'm about to wake her so she can cook for me real quick. Definitely that hour.
And she ain't gonna cook you nothing but a hot dog.
She gonna make me a full course meal, and I'm gonna make sure I cream out her butthole.
She gonna cook you a hot dog.
Make sure.
You like hot dogs? That's why she gonna cook you a hot dog.
Make sure she cleans my toilet bowl with a toothbrush.
She gonna cook you a hot dog. You want your hot dog? You want bread, or you want to cut up?
She's gonna
you want a pack of noodles with it? She'll make it bad.
She's gonna do my egg roll, and then I'm gonna put a bed.
That shit sounds small. Egg roll.
She's coming at your manhood again, dog.
I mean, a lot of time at my man, like, that's where she belongs, on my man, like where her mom's is.
Mom'sy.
Hi.
My sweet Deathbridge, my sweet brother Numsy.
Sweet brother Numsy.
You get shout out Numsy.
Shout out Numsy.
Shout out Numsy.
Don't nobody like you, Hearts. Whatever.
Obviously, you do, because you're still talking.
Nah.
It's all right, though.
I don't.
It's all right, though.
Hearts, no one's thinking about you.
Yeah, obviously, you are.
Don't say no. That's not true. Don't listen to him. Straight up.
You ain't got to listen to me.
I don't want to listen. I'm closing my ears.
It's good. Why don't you cover your mouth, too?
Shut up, you little dog.
Cover your mouth and open your legs and taste your butthole open.
Open butthole.
Shut your mouth.
Open butthole.
And let me flash on your open wound real quick.
Why are you talking like that? Slow down, dirty dog.
Well, because I want to lay in between your butt cheeks.
Look at Andrew. Whatever.
What happened? What you said, Shorty, do?
She's with it.
Says she's with it. That's what I'm talking about.
I never said nothing like that, so whatever.
I'm talking about grab your ankles real quick.
Get back.
I'm going to get back right behind you, I know.
No. I'm going to kick your ass.
Yeah, right behind you while you grabbing your fucking ankles. I'm spreading.
Why you got to be so trifling and shit?
Well, I'm spreading you wide open, giving you the fucking monkey business, the ape business.
Where's that beep, that button that goes beep? Press that shit.
That nigga's a host.
Don't press nothing.
I told you he was a secret host. I think I was lying and shit.
You ain't no host around here. You a fucking victim, like I said before. So
shut your drunk ass up.
Like I said, lay down and fucking put your head down in between your fucking legs and just relax yourself right now.
Somebody's working with Hearts again.
So just relax yourself.
Aww.
Take it with your legs on my shoulders and relax.
Man, shut your trifling ass up, Hearts.
Yo, Shorty's really calling you Hearts, dog.
I mean, I don't even know who that is, but you know, I guess, you know, she took time out of her busy day to think about something for me, you know? Which further
something special for you, of course.
You know, but you know, this is the same person that's not, you know, thinking about me anything, you know.
Ain't nobody thinking about you like that.
It's all good. It's all good.
Whatever, Heart.
All right. I told you, just lay there and take it on the chin, man. When I'm
on
done. Just lay there and take it on the chin when I'm done.
Why don't you get them little bumps off that shit? And I'm like,
oh, shit.
And then I'm going to swipe the Metro card for you. Because that's what you
she going to say, oh, shit.
You're looking for a stamp of approval. That's not That's not what you do around here. You just come with it around here. Don't look for a stamp of approval. And then I'm going to put you on the Metro. Then I'm going to put the Metro card in the fucking bus and send you that way.
Bus? I would never be on the bus, for one.
That's the way I want to send you. I don't want to
for one, I'm not on the bus.
I ain't going to let you walk.
I'm not like your baby mother. I'm not on the bus.
I'll give you the
MTA. Meet me at the bus stop. No.
I'll give you the MTA because I ain't picking you up. Fuck you.
I don't need a ride from you. I got my own whip, and I would never be with you. No way. So why does it even matter?
You'd be over here fucking headboards up when you start acting stupid.
You're not even my type with them little-ass boots.
Okay. Come on, little boots, okay.
Little-ass boots.
Yeah, my little boots, you're right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so cute. Aw.
Yeah, no. Oh,
man.
Yeah, no,
Shorty's wildin'.
She's exposing her car. Keep talking. Go ahead. The more you talk, the more I want to go in on your open wounds. Go ahead.
Wounds.
Yeah.
That is so fucking trifling, man. Why would you say that?
The more you talk.
I hate the way that sounds.
The more you
talk. In your glutes.
The more
your glutes.
Oh.
The more you talk, I want to pound your clitoris. Go ahead. Keep talking.
The more you talk, I want to stab you on your neck.
Oh, wow.
I even hear what she said, Robin.
The more you talk, she wants to stab you in your neck.
Damn, I didn't say head now. I said neck.
Yeah.
Head sounds a little more brutal.
Shit.
I'm just looking for medium brutal.
I want a neck. I don't want a head. I want throat.
Throat.
You sound like you want some throat.
Throat.
Because you never had it before, so of course you want it so much.
Yeah, you're right.
You get to stuttering.
Girl, you know
right. He was like, you right here?
That's the sound I make when your mom's giving me neck. I'll be like, damn, y'all. Hold on, whoa. I didn't say that. I didn't say that. You got it wrong.
You got it all wrong. Oh, no, not me.
It wasn't always together, man.
It wasn't all in together. I'm going to have a picture of this chick on MySpace, sexy Spanish Puerto Rican chick. She, I don't know if the guy that she messes with thinks he's, you know, tough, or maybe she thinks she's tough, but she, apparently someone took a picture of her holding a gun to the camera. And it's like, so when you look at it, it looks like she's pointing the gun at you. But she looks sexy doing it, but you're not tough, bitch. And bitches that show, right now, all you're doing is advertising that you have a gun. So someone that knows you can probably snitch on you. That's very, you know, smooth on your part.
Unless she lives in Minnesota, because we can have a gun out here. It's legal. But I would never get on no internet or nowhere displaying that because, you know, like the kind of job. I wouldn't want nobody at my job knowing I got pistols on deck and shit. I think I'd be a little bit embarrassed.
I mean, I wouldn't be embarrassed, but, you know.
I mean, I'm just saying I would personally. But some people live that lifestyle. So, I mean, I just think it's kind of immature to put that on display.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't put that on display. If you got a gun, keep that shit private. Why does the whole world know you have a gun? I don't, shit, sometimes I even think people with guns, they bitches anyway, most of them. Why you need a gun? You scared to fight? That's how I look.
Yeah,
I think. It'll even be that. Niggas got guns because niggas know that's what it's going to come to eventually. Because if I go out here and I whoop a nigga's fucking ass, next time he see me, he going to want to shoot me. That's what I'm. And I'm not with it. Exactly. Marinate on
it. I'm not scared to fight, so.
Man,
I don't
know what niggas scared to fight. I know what say that. You whoop a nigga ass. Niggas nowadays want to go get their gun after they get with their ass whooped. And nowadays, niggas ain't fighting. Ain't no fair ones. Niggas are jumping your moms out here nowadays.
Man, fuck that.
Really?
I don't be out here fighting, but if I did have to fight, I know how to box. I don't know how to just fight.
Niggas don't fight one-on-one no more, man.
Well, niggas need to start learning how to fight. That's why there's so much black-on-black killings out here now.
Yeah. You know, another picture.
That shit is not cute. Straight
this
up.
This chick is making a mean face, holding her middle finger up in the air, and in the other hand, she's holding a bullet.
What the fuck?
Is that
girl that was on here earlier?
Nah.
Look at you. Trying to start some shit.
I don't give a fuck. She shouldn't have said nothing to me. If a guy
this chick right here is a smut. You can tell she's a smut. A 21-year-old Spanish smut holding a gun in one hand and grabbing her tits in the other one. Mind you, she has no frame for her bed. That's, you got to add that. You have money to go get a gun, but you can't afford a frame for your bed. What's going on? This chick is a lame.
Most of them are.
I'm feeling a gun though.
I think I'm gonna buy me a new bed.
It looks like a Glock. What happened? You gonna buy your new bed?
Cause I have bought this bed and I.
Yep, it is a Glock. I knew it. Yeah, go ahead, my bad.
I have bought this bed and I have bought this. It's a king size bed, but the whole frame to it is black, right? And it got like the four bedpost things. But I feel weird waking up in this bed. It's all black. My sister's like, yeah, you need to get that bed. But I was having second thoughts. But I got it anyway because I liked it. But once I got it home, I was like, man, it's so strange waking up in a black-ass bed every day.
A black-ass bed.
Right? Because I put like, I got like this red comforter set I bought to try to make it stand out. It's really, really pretty, but it'd be better if it wasn't.
Sound like me right now. You don't know about the red light special. I got the red light. I got the red comfort. I got the red curtains.
You think you're in the red light district?
Because I wore the mother. Wore the mother. Everything. I even got all red right now. What's really good?
Yeah, I got red. I got red and black all over my room.
That red be like, man.
I just got it because I thought.
It got real quiet when I asked him.
Yeah, real quiet.
Cause what you mean with that red be like?
What you mean with that red be like?
Whatever. Oh, I think you like me. Hey,
what that red be like? Oh, that's a fucking question. I ain't got nothing to do with liking. Talking about.
Oh, heart.
Get it together. Get it together.
Man, fucked up.
What is a cutie with a gun in her hand? I don't know what it's about, man.
Yeah, I tell you.
He crazy. You was just talking mad shit about him. Now you like, so he's a cutie.
Word. I mean, cause she's an idiot because she's like letting motherfuckers know what she has. You're not supposed to let niggas know.
Jeez.
You know what I mean? But I mean, it's what it is. She's
yeah, because if she do anything with that motherfucking gun, that's how. I was watching 48 Hours. I don't know if y'all seen that before, but on 48 Hours, this guy, he had killed this dude. And he was all on MySpace with the same gun in the pictures that he killed the dude with.
Wow, what a homo.
They knew it was him because they saw him with the gun on the MySpace. If he wasn't ever on the MySpace with that gun, he probably would have got off.
Yep.
How stupid could that be?
Yeah, well, people are stupid. Like, why would you do that?
How you want it, dog? Cause casket?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, where has my Lil J gone? Oh, where can he be?
So what he said when the nigga Miho was in the hallway, he was like, damn, what the nigga say?
It's my son.
Yeah. He said some shit. I forgot what he said, though. That shit was mad funny, though.
Preserve life.
Yeah. First things, preserve life. My son. Miho.
He's coming with me. Miho. But the Caculo.
Uh-huh.
And then white boy was like, no, Miho. And he's like, When we get out the phone, Alonzo taking a shit.
Relax.
They don't shoot nobody. Mm-hmm. He's like, so come on, let me see it. He's like, oh, so what kind of gun is it? It's just whatever. And he's like, you mean like this? Yeah, just like that.
You ever had your shit pushed in?
Simple question.
Simple question, all
have my shit pushed in.
Yeah, straight up. Yo, Shorty, you ever had your shit pushed in?
What the fuck? Don't know what you're talking about.
You ever had your shit pushed in? Simple question. What do you mean? Simple question. You ever had your shit pushed in?
Man, Hans, you better take all that bass out your voice.
What'd it sound like? You ever had your shit pushed in? What the fuck it sound like? Answer the fucking question. What the fuck is the problem?
Hearts.
That shit is lame. That shit is lame. That shit is played out like the flat top.
Hey,
Hearts. That shit is played out like flat top and polka dot shirts. Find something else.
Hi, Hearts.
Oh, come on. Let's go. Let's go, CB.
What'd you say, Hearts?
Here in the lobby. One.
Five.
Well, I believe scientists need to look in.
Max. Four.
Five.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
Sorry, them. His family goods and gear.
Huh?
Where are you calling from?
Ouch.
With a shocking
can you put the seasonings up, please, if you don't mind? Thank you, baby girl. I appreciate it. Okay? Mommy, love you.
Yo, how about you take care of your children before you get on the chat line?
Hold on, how is it that you up in my pussy when I didn't hear you? What's this?
Somebody up in your pussy.
Alright. Calm down. Worried about me and mine, okay?
Well, that's the point. You're supposed to be worried about yours and not the chat line.
Hold on, wait. That's the point. You're supposed to be worried about your...
Whoa, you paused. What's going on? You stuttered. What's going on? What's going on?
Now,
are you unsure?
Don't focus on me, buddy, okay? Listen, I'm telling you to get the fuck back, okay, before I push your wig somewhere.
Hey, won't you
okay?
Watch your language?
Whoa. Whoa, hold on.
Don't tighten me up.
Hold on. Let me ask you one question. Let me ask you one question, Shirley. You ever had your shit pushed in?
No. Don't ask me anything. We are not the
friends.
Come on,
this is somebody else. Anyway, you ever had
so
your
what? Son, you don't have to be questioning.
Put your paw palms away, pussy.
This is not how it's going down in this room, okay?
Anyway,
you don't have that much control to be talking about you questioning me, okay? You are not the authority, all right? Please,
and you're a gangster.
No, it's not about being a gangster. It's about being my own woman, sweetie. And then you going to know who the fuck I am, all right?
Nah, I still don't know who you are.
You going to know who I am by me just telling you to fuck off, and you going to remember that.
I'm going to remember you by that. That's a weak way to remember you.
Hey, it's easy to...
Easy.
Listen, I want you to forget about me like your mother forgot about you. Leave that alone. Come on. Hell good. You like that shit I gave you? That sun was killing us. I'm done with him. I'm done with him. You couldn't score in this room, little homie.
Hey, bitch, shut the fuck up.
Don't get mad. Don't get mad.
You know what I'm saying? You keep talking this shit, man. You're a female dog. Shut the fuck up.
Listen, I don't fuck with you. You can't fuck with me, and that's how it's going down, all right?
Man, I don't want to fuck you, bitch. You tired ass hoe.
Fuck
you.
Fuck that. I
hey, nigga, fuck that bitch with two middle fingers, bitch. Shut up.
Listen.
I'll spit in your face.
Cool. You talking shit, little bitch.
All right,
calm yourself.
Watch me do the heavy to the metal, bitch. I'm out.
Come here, baby.
I want your kids, bitch. I don't want to marry you and your kids, bitch.
You is a fucking bum on this line. I'm going to let you know that.
Oh, I want to marry you and your kids, though. What the fuck I look like?
Marry me
and my
kids.
I got my whole life ahead of me.
I have one child.
I got my whole life ahead of me. I don't want to marry you and your kids, bitch. Shut up.
Listen, who asking you for that shit, nigga? Calm the fuck
down. Bitch, what the fuck?
Come on. I'm about to beat this little girl right now. Oh, my goodness.
You need to feed your kids. Stop being on this party line, man.
Me? I just told my daughter, calm the fuck down, you fucking
that kid
problem.
Over there crying, he homie, man. Feed that nigga, homie. What's going on?
You hallucinating. Like,
that's why she laughing. Look, that's why she's laughing. Miss Larry, she knows what's up,
nigga. You stupid. It's
Miss Naughty Naughty Gang.
No,
she's gotta go feed your kid, homie.
Oh, my God.
I'm buying that nigga some new shoes, man. They making fun of him at school, homie.
I
want to know where the baby daddy is. That's what I want to know. That's a big question mark right there.
First of all, you are
hey, hold on.
Calm down.
Relax, though, girl. Don't get mad. We just fucking with you, man. Why are you getting all mad and shit?
Shut up, little punk. I'm telling you that right now.
Okay, it's not my fault you got kids and you can't go to parties and shit and have fun with your friends. It's not my fault, though, girl.
What is wrong with him? I don't know what you're talking about. You're talking a bunch of nonsense.
You are talking about, Fred. Shut up.
No, I'm not hearing you. Not at all.
No, what the fuck you there, bitch?
Damn, you need to get it out of here.
Why you get so mad? Everybody just playing with you. You all mad and shit,
it's
man.
Not
shut
about
up.
Being mad. It's about saying what the fuck I want, and you saying what the fuck you want, and you saying all the wrong fucked up things, making yourself look like a nut-ass nigga. Get the fuck
I
out of here.
I told you. She going hard on your boy now, huh? All right. I'm going to go full speed on you then, bitch. You know what I mean? You fucking with the wrong nigga.
That's why you got a sick-ass broad. Like, that's why your broad is all looking like a husky-ass dude over there.
Husky.
Hey, you know you... So if you like
husky.
Dude, that's what you got. The right young man, man. Yeah, not ass nigga.
The fuck she thinks she talking to?
The tiny girlfriend now, you fucked up, nigga.
Bitch, you over there with four kids. You ain't got nothing to say. What the fuck?
Four kids?
I'm over here, nigga.
She
over there like 24 with four kids, bitch. You only got one job.
Kids are billy goats, okay?
You got one job with four kids.
Stop.
I don't want to hear it. They're hungry over there. I don't want to hear it.
I don't understand why you're saying four kids.
You motherfuckers is hungry. How the hell are you on the party line and you got your kid over there?
I guess you got jokes. I don't want to hear it.
Check that nigga homework, bitch.
You're not
being
real.
He wants you to check his homework. His homework. Go check his homework. Go check his homework. See if it's right. Go see if his homework is right.
You stupid as shit. My bitch.
Why are you on the party line?
Homework, you stupid ass nigga.
Look how that nigga's shoes. He's gonna go leave. Look how his shoes. He needs your help. You over here on the party line. He needs your help.
Another fucking argument that he had on the party line and shit. One of them
wore a bright red.
Max.
Fuck up.
Facts.
Two. That hood rat shit is annoying.
Yeah, she'll hurt that.
For my people who just lost somebody.
Yeah, shorty.
Your best friend, your baby, your man or your lady. Hands
shorty.
To the sky. We would never say.
Hey, yo.
I talked to the bitches on the chat that be trying
I'm a steady sister.
Hey, yo, I'm trying to holler at you, man. Where you from?
This is for my people who lost their grandmother.
Yeah, you know who to say.
Hands to the sky.
Yo, that's who that is. That's Long Island.
Never say.
Long Island.
Huh?
Bye. Never
knew. Your name is Long
Island?
Like
this. Huh?
What's your
name? Life rolls on. We still talk to you for a while.
What's your name?
This the same person you've been talking to.
Tight.
Nah, I never was talking to you, man.
Who is that?
You reach the bathtub.
Who is that?
Till I give the world
it's Rico.
Stop playing.
Next to
she
you.
She may stop playing.
I'm saying to do it.
I'm
say bye. Bye.
Nigga sound like a dusty. Nigga sound like a broke ass Joe Button.
Yeah, sure. This bum ass bitch, man. I can't stand her.
Yeah, sure. Where you from, yo?
Bye. Fuck you,
ho. Minnesota.
Yeah, sure. Where you from?
This is for my people who just lost
yeah,
their body. That bitch, man.
Yeah, sure. You from Minnesota?
Yo, I'm cock blocking, bitch.
Hey, yo, female.
We would never say bye-bye.
Huh?
You're lucky the sun going off, bitch.
Man, shut your dumb ass up. You seen
yeah, Shirley, where you from? Yo, where you from, man?
Minnesota.
Minnesota?
You
yeah.
That bitch ain't in Minnesota.
That
That bitch mad.
If she can't sing, you sound like
bitch,
shit.
You're
never going to have to.
You can do what you want on here, bitch. Shut up.
Hey, who comes on the chat line and sing nothing but birds?
I do, bitch. Me. Hello.
Right. You're a hood rat. You sound like one.
And nobody
you
cares.
You conduct
bitch,
yourself
so
like one, too.
Nobody cares. So what?
Go swallow
stop
something.
Stop talking to me. Go talk to some dick, bitch.
I am. You shut your big ass up, boy.
Talk to that nigga, bitch. Go fight if you don't like it.
If you slide to the left and let some niggas get up in here, I might be able to talk to you.
Nobody
wants to
know. I wanna be the one
that
you believe we
what
are.
What y'all in here with this project shit?
Seven.
Two.
Yeah, we been out ever since. You her friend and you be talking.